guys, my name is Rhea Carmona, and I host Was That Good For You, a podcast all about sex and relationships. We cover everything from kinks to long-distance dating and everything in between. Pause the podcast right now. If you're interested in mine, subscribe for more antics. We have words of the day. We talk all things sex. And if you want to be on my podcast, call 424-245-5102 and leave me a voicemail with a question or a story or basically anything you want. Okay, now you can jump back in, and when you finish up, check out Was That Good For You.
What's up, guys? This is Between the Reps with Brooke Entz and Gina Chancharulo. I'm Brooke Entz, CrossFit Games athlete turn entrepreneur turn actress and now podcaster.
The list keeps going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm Gina Chancharulo, and I am just none of those things. But I
can
be funny
sometimes,
and I am your best friend. So
on our podcast, we basically talk about all things health, fitness, fashion, honestly, whatever we have going on in our life.
Just human stuff. So go check us out.
Wherever you guys get your podcasts, subscribe, download.
And check us out.
Yeah, start listening.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh.
Well, you know, I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
Eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You gotta touch. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. The dream.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me, as usual, is Nikki Ducey, a.k.a. Mr. Disrespect from the No Disrespect Podcast.
How y'all doing? What's going on?
BZ430.
What up, though?
Make sure you guys check out Dead End Gaming, FIFO 24-7.
Thank you for saying the 24-7. Ken, what we got this Saturday?
Madden tournament, man.
Yeah, man. You see, look, the trophy? Y'all see the trophy.
You
man. See
a trophy, baby? You know what I mean?
Y'all trying to win that?
Right.
Because all I know, none of these people up here going to beat me in there.
I'm going to say this. All right, now we got the Neanderthals soliloquy out the way.
Uh-oh.
This is coming home with me. You know what I'm saying? My name is going to be etched into that.
Uh-oh. Okay.
It's going to be history in the making.
Okay. Man, it's going down.
They're
going
to call it the Ducey, Ducey Trophy.
I can't wait.
Oh, you mean the AKA Trophy?
Yeah, the AKA Trophy.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
This Saturday, boy. We in the building.
4 o'clock. Make sure. Look, if you ain't register. If not, you ain't local, but you want to be a part of it. We're going to have, what are we going to stream it on, B?
The Dead End Video Game Twitch channel is going to be live. Commentary and everything, man. It's gonna
and
be
the live music, B.
And live music.
Who doing the live music, B?
Of course I am, man. You know, look, I got supply.
We got the whole shebang.
It's in-house, bro. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. It's in-house.
Yep. So make sure you guys check out the show FIFO produces, Black Korea.
Appreciate
it. It's on the Dead End Podcast Network.
Did you edit that episode that I did with them?
The frames per second?
Yeah.
Okay. Who edits frames per second? That's you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I have it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but yeah, I do that.
What you looking at, Ken?
Pulling up these notes.
First of all, we get started. How you feel about your fantasy squad?
Yes, sir, man. Oh, yeah, I got a winner, baby. I got a winner.
This nigga got Jimmy Garoppolo out as a starting QB. I'm like, all right, so he tossed in this the towel early. Nigga, you ain't doing shit with your...
You tripping.
Yeah.
Jimmy G ain't doing shit this
Jimmy
year.
G by the third or fourth week is going to be out.
Oh, he really all do right, got Jimmy G.
Wait,
I thought he was playing.
What do you mean?
What you mean?
He coming off injury. He hasn't played in like 2 full seasons.
We're not talking about reality football. We're talking about fantasy football. I got to wait. He got to wait 3-4 weeks for him to pop.
Hey, all I know is Ken done been whooping ass for some years now. And
yeah.
If the man feel confident by his squad, I feel confident.
When I looked
about
at who was
too.
Left, Jimmy G, Sam Darnold, I picked them both, but I feel good about Jimmy G. I've won a league with Matt Ryan. People laughed at Matt Ryan, and I won a whole
Matt Ryan ain't Jimmy G, though.
No, this was before Matt Ryan went to the Super Bowl.
Matt Ryan was a dog before he went to the Super Bowl.
Matt Ryan wouldn't put up fantasy numbers like that.
He was leading the Falcons to a 12-0 or a 12-record winning season and all that.
But in fantasy, it's different. In fantasy, he was a third, second-tier QB. Like, he was a guy that was going, you know, he was probably the 10, 11, 12th player drafted off the board. but everybody else is nice. So so I feel good, man.
Yeah, real quick, I'm going through the scraps real quick. So Ken got Jimmy G, Devontae Adams, Galladay from Detroit. Kenny,
yep.
Got Le'Veon Bell. Who was this first name? Williams. Damian Williams from Kansas City. Trey Burton. Yeah. Got Trey Burton as his tight end. Got Melvin Gordon, which was a gamble. I'm just saying, that's a gamble.
Gamble.
It
that's
pay
betting
off.
All on black.
That's a big
and
gamble.
He got AJ Green, which I think he's
another gamble.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I don't know about that.
His teammate should be Vegas.
He got Robbie Anderson from the Jets. He got Darius what's his name?
Juice.
Yeah. Yep. I was looking at him. You got DK Metcalf.
Look at him on my team.
You got Sam Darnold, and you got Detroit's backup tight end, Hockenson.
Your team name should be Last Chance U.
And he got Kansas, City defense. All right, Nick, so let's look at your squad.
Best squad in the league.
So, Nick got Tom Brady.
There we go.
That's
disrespect.
When they need him, he's going to falter. When it gets cold, Tom Brady is old.
He lives in Boston. What are you talking about when it gets cold? Like, he ain't never played in the cold.
Look at the history, Nick. Towards the end of the season, he starts to wear down.
And he got Tyreek Hill. He got
he'll be in jail.
He got Mike. He got Mike Williams. He got Alvin Kamara.
Why it's questionable with him.
He got Marlon Mack from Indianapolis Colts. He got Zach Ertz, and he got Emmanuel Sanders. He got Kupp from the Rams. Tony Pollard from the Dallas Cowboys. Latavius Murray. Your boy from Cincinnati, Tyler Eifert. I think I'm saying his name right.
Eifert.
Yeah. You got Golden Tate. Giovanni Bernard. Got a Dallas defense.
Of course, he had to get his Cincinnati.
I gotta get some Cincinnati. First of all. I got the handcuff with Murray for Kamara.
Yeah.
I got Golden Tate because he's gonna come out and be the number one receiver. I'm stashing him. If anything happened to Mixon, I got Gio.
You got Bernard.
And I got Tony Pollard too. If Zeke don't come back,
even with Zeke, that's still a good pickup.
It is because Zeke may get hurt, so it's a good handcuff.
Yeah.
So my squad, I got Matthew Stafford, which I got him late.
I was surprised you picked him because there were other good QBs on the board.
He's a Detroit player.
I think Big Ben was still out there.
Nah, Matthew Stafford.
Ben and Carson Wentz was there.
Yeah, Matthew was a sexier pick.
No, I feel you. At that point, you just pick who you like, your preference.
T.Y. Hilton. Got Calvin Ridley. James Conner. Connor. I think I'm my man from Pittsburgh. I like him. I got your boy Mixon.
Yeah.
I got Kyle Rudolph from Minnesota. I got Leonard Fournette. So yeah, I'm running back heavy.
He got back heavy.
Yeah,
man.
I'm back. Tevin Coleman from San Fran. I got Moncrief from Pittsburgh. He plays over Pittsburgh now. I have Curtis Samuel from Carolina. I got this is another good pick. I think he's gonna do good. Devin Singletary. He might be straight from Buffalo. Now that Sean McCoy is out, Greg Olsen. That's my backup tight end, and then my backup QB is Derek Carr. And then I got Houston defense, but I probably change that out.
I got the best team.
You got some
orphans you trying to grow into.
Look,
civilized civilians and shit.
I couldn't pass up on Melvin Gordon. That's why I got the other running back. So if he sits out,
hear what the Chargers are saying about that nigga? They saying we'll talk about your contract next season.
Yeah, and they've told him he can seek trades elsewhere, which is what they've done. And there have been one or two teams that have already looked at him.
I read reports at the same time.
So it's worth the gamble. Where I picked him up, it was worth the gamble based on who was on the board at the time. And I would have to pull it up. So, but if he just – and, you know, I this is what I do, man. I've been playing fantasy football since the 90s.
He going to the resume now. That's how you know when a nigga fucked up.
I'm just saying. If you look at my profile, I'm diamond. I'm diamond certified. So this is what I do.
Man, that man said he diamond.
Yeah. I don't say that. Yahoo Sports say that.
Said I'm the king of diamonds, nigga.
I'm just telling you what they classify me as. I'm a diamond player. So, but tell me if Melvin Gordon comes back and AJ Green comes back, I got a legit number one
FIFO
in both sections. I don't care about these. If your
liquor store open this late?
Okay. Better yet. Okay. Hold on. No.
you're right. When they come back. Right. When they come back. AJ Green coming back.
I'll show you my other squad later.
AJ Green probably coming back by week, by his bye week in week 9 or something.
It don't matter.
Like that.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
You got to start off hot, man. That's no, what
I
I'm
don't.
Saying.
No, I don't.
The league I do with me, you know.
But I'm good, though. I'm good, though.
That one.
But real quick, and then we'll jump into the season. But that draft is always the wildest, man. Patrick Mahomes, the first pick.
Can you argue against it, though?
Yes.
Why would you argue against it?
You never pick a
I'm not talking about tradition. I'm just saying the player. We're talking about the player.
That's my squad with Meach and them.
Oh, this is nice. Mm-hmm. When did you draft Patrick Mahomes? What round?
Coming back, second.
That's not a bad, because I was getting him in the third round. I still don't like him there.
I got him second round.
I don't like ever taking a quarterback early either, but you look at the numbers, like, if the nigga get three touchdowns a game, at least.
This is where I disagree with that, because if you do take a quarterback early, you got to take one of his top weapons, too.
You like that?
To maximize.
Yeah. You have to get Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
But we know he's not, even though they're projecting him to get 500 points, we know that he's more than likely going to come back a little bit, right?
On the touchdowns, I still think that he's going to have the most yards. Touchdowns in the NFL.
He's yards too.
I think he's going to have the most yards in the NFL. I think he's going to have the most dynamic plays in the NFL. I know that doesn't bode for fantasy
sports.
But the
number one pick, man?
Yes.
Altron picked him number one.
But who else?
Saquon Barkley was out there.
He fell down like four, didn't he?
I was not. Because I was going to pick his ass up if he was at four, because I picked fourth. But he got picked up third, right before me.
Man,
I wanted
even
that.
Ken said, Ken was like, wow. Like,
now, I was surprised, too. I was thinking, here we go. McCaffrey or Alvin Kamara. Yeah. And they're like, nah.
I'm like, here we go.
But see, Ken's talking smack. And if my memory serves me correctly, Ken used to always take that Phillip Rivers, Antonio Gates combo. Was it
true? Yeah. I always go for the combo if I can.
That's what I was going for in my main league.
I almost got Devontae Adams because I thought I was going to get Aaron Rodgers, but I forgot these guys don't know what they're doing. So they just start taking quarterbacks all over the place.
When somebody takes one quarterback, everybody starts looking at quarterbacks.
Matt Ryan went second, FIFO.
You went second. Yes, dude.
So
second
Mahomes,
overall?
Yes.
So it was Mahomes Matt Ryan, Saquon?
Yes.
Who took second?
I don't know who the hell that was.
Coco. Antoinette.
Yeah, Antoinette. She's Antoinette. Lawyer. Yeah, she's lawyer.
You know you messed up, right?
Yeah.
So he went with, Patrick Mahomes first.
It's crazy.
Antonio Brown. So here's the roster of the guy that picked Patrick first. Patrick.
Altuine.
Yeah, Altuine. Antonio Brown, Julian Edelman, Devontae Freeman, Patrick Lindsay, Mark Andrews, Sterling Shepard, Vance McDonald, Corey Davis, Phillip Rivers, Peyton Barber, Jerron Brown, and that's all. Like,
that sounds like some garbage juice.
He's weak at running back because he used draft capital on wide receivers and obviously quarterback early. So I don't fault him for the Mahomes.
I'd rather have depth.
We're in a passing league. Most quarterbacks are average 2 to 3 touchdowns a game anyway, on any given Sunday. So
yeah, but not those
at that rate.
Not at those numbers.
You're talking about a blue chip quarterback averaging three touchdowns a game.
Yeah, that's an average
for 15 weeks.
Andy Dalton getting three touchdowns is a great.
We're talking about
no, but you were saying we're in a passing league. Anybody can get 2 to 3 in a game.
First tier, second tier quarterback.
This is that number one.
But not even.
You saying Aaron Rodgers can't average three touchdowns a game?
If I pick him that like once,
he don't have the weapons like Mahomes do.
He don't.
You saying Brady can't do the same thing? Like these top tier quarterbacks, man, when it comes to fantasy football, most of them average 2 to 3 touchdowns a game.
But can they get 4 with like 300 plus yards?
But we're on average though, Mahomes is probably gonna average about 3.
You don't want an average team though, right? You want the
Mahomes is gonna get 3 to 4 a game. And remember, average. So that means a lot of those games he's gonna get 5.
He may get five. He may get six.
There'll be some weeks where he can get 5. But what about when you got a running back like Saquon Barkley who's putting up 100 yards rushing, 75 yards receiving, maybe 2 touchdowns? And then my quarterback can match Patrick Mahomes because I picked him in the 3rd or 4th round. And you can't match Saquon Barkley. You can't match the number one receiver I got.
Patrick Mahomes was averaging 41 points per week.
That was last year.
I'm just saying.
But like, we got to look at your resume.
This year?
He's going to get closer to the same.
He want to be choosy on what resume we look at. His resume, he king of diamonds.
If he pulls up close to that, I'm cool with my QB putting up about 35 a week on a regular basis.
Because ain't no other QB doing that on a week-to-week basis. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy G going to do that shit.
What's the first topic, bro?
Oh, first topic.
Okay, he always get talking about
college
Jimmy
football.
Gonna be,
yo,
hey,
I,
come on now.
I know you don't watch college football like
not
that.
Not like that.
The first weekend, I was happy. Shit, my Bearcats came through. You know what I'm saying? They beat that UCLA's ass. At home, shout out to UC.
Yeah, Saturday was a great sport. It's a great day for some sports.
It was.
Like, because we had that going. We had the college, all the college games. We had Coco and Naomi matchup. And we had Lomachenko. We had boxing Saturday. Saturday was a great day. It was a great day for sports, man.
Speaking of great day, Jalen Hurts had a good-ass day.
Man, I watched that game.
That motherfucker.
Who they played against?
He played at Alabama.
Right? Alabama, yeah. He left because
of Tua. Yeah.
That motherfucker.
Where are you playing now?
He was Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Balling.
Yeah.
That nigga came out balling. Like he
6 touchdowns.
Woo! He had 3 passing, 3 rushing.
Oh, wow.
I think he's the outside of – I think Johnny Manziel was the only one that done that.
Mm. And they played Houston, so, you know, we have to, of course. Adjust for the competition.
But just for, like, showcasing, like, a talent –
yeah.
Like, you forgot how good he was at Alabama.
Well, we still got to do it.
Yeah, exactly. You knew
still
he
gotta
could
do it.
Right. You knew he could run and he could throw. But what I was impressed with was it looked like he was a little bit more accurate. It looks like he was a little bit more comfortable. Now, again, the competition could be the reason why that is the way it is. So what happens when he faces an elite defense? Those windows get a little bit tighter. What are you going to do then?
But he ain't got to worry about that till like later on this season.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, now we know what to expect. Because you showed us your hand.
Hey.
This is what you need to be able to do.
And is that Kyler Murray? Is that Baker Mayfield?
Lincoln Riley.
It's Lincoln Riley's offense.
He's next up.
He's perfect.
He is going to be getting a head coaching job.
This offseason?
Either this offseason or next season. If he can get Jalen Hurts, not only just in the Heisman discussion, but if he can get Jalen Hurts another, like a Heisman, he'll have 3 Heisman quarterbacks back-to-back years, all different quarterbacks.
That's crazy.
So there's a receiver that plays for Oklahoma that went to Cedar Grove High School here in Georgia.
Mm.
He's their number one wideout. He's number 11 for them. I'm trying to pull up his name real quick. It's Hayes something. Jaden Hazelwood. He caught the I think he caught the game-winning touchdown for the national championship for that team because they won it all last year. So 6'2".
Speaking of game-winning an elephant in the room. Did y'all see that Auburn and the Oregon game?
Mm-mm.
I didn't see
game winning.
Oh, I saw the highlights. Yeah,
man.
Bo Nix.
Yes, dude. Game literally caught the game winning touchdown with 0 time left, though. Like it, and they came back. Oregon pretty much controlled the game. They controlled that game like for all 4 quarters into the last 10 minutes of that game. And it was crazy. Auburn
came back.
Yeah, man. Auburn came back and won. And the other elephant in the room. I'm pretty sure y'all heard about this. Georgia State going up to Tennessee and whooping that his ass.
Wow, yes.
They paid them like almost $1 million just to come up there and they whooped their ass. Mm-hmm. It was like $900K. They gave Georgia State that much money for them to come up there and play. And they whooped an SEC squad. Georgia State, man. Yeah. Look here.
They already won their season off of that. Like they can go home. Right there.
Dude, you go and beat an SEC squad.
And what was the point difference? Because they were underdog by 25 points.
Holy shit.
And they ate all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did.
If you would have bet on them, boy.
Oh, you would have made stupid money.
Only a diehard Georgia State fan and whoever you are, that one fan.
And you know it wouldn't have been me because I don't bet on Georgia teams.
Not against SEC teams.
But, yeah, that was dope.
Georgia teams.
Did y'all see that score? Fields?
Oh, OSU? 38-30. Mm-hmm. That was the score. But I don't know what was
Were 25 point underdogs.
Okay.
See what?
You see the quarterback from OSU?
Oh, Fields?
Yeah.
The standout performances over the weekend, 3 of them were black quarterbacks. 3 of them it was Fields, it was Hurts, it was who's that other dude?
Now I ain't gonna talk a lot of smack, but now one of them are the best quarterback in college football right now.
Who's the best quarterback?
You talking about Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Oh, he had a subpar game, though.
He didn't look that good this weekend.
What college did he play for?
He played Clemson. Yeah. Sunshine.
Oh, okay.
Sunshine. That's his nickname.
That's what they call him.
It fit him.
But no. I do think he is the best quarterback.
He's the best quarterback.
I don't know. That Justin Fields kid looked good.
I was going to say Fields was looking nice.
And Georgia had him and got rid of him for Fromm.
Why he decommit?
Because he wasn't going to be able to start. They were committed to Fromm.
Georgia, yeah.
And Fromm is average, man.
Georgia got like three top quarterbacks, not this past year, but like the year before, like back to back to back to back. So some of them ain't going to play. Yeah. So some of them was like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to go.
Yeah, because Fields,
Georgia got a lot of running backs too, man.
Yeah, they always got a lot of running backs.
Yeah, that's like the running back school damn near. Mm-hmm. What was you about to say?
I was going to say Fields, I think somebody else was supposed to step up at OSU, and then when he decommitted and went to OSU, it was a wrap. Like, they was like, all right, yeah, we going. Because he was like top five QB in the nation or something like that. Yeah, he was up there for his class. But, yeah, going back to Cincinnati and shit, Chip Kelly, man, the fall from grace of Chip Kelly. Like, there's going to be a 30 for 30 about his whole coaching career and shit, I feel
what
like.
What year is this with his
this
new squad?
This is second year, I believe. Second or
you
third
gotta
year.
Give, yeah, you got to give – in college, you got to kind of give him time.
Because it takes a little while to get your guys.
But you losing to Cincinnati at home and on the road back-to-back seasons?
I'm not absolving them. That's not a good look, especially for a top-tier college coach, right? Like, we consider him at his height. He was top
three. By name recognition, you know who he is. If you follow sports.
Exactly. So, I'm with B, man. You give him one, maybe two more seasons. He still needs to get his guys there. That's difficult. That's difficult.
But he can't recruit in Los Angeles. That's like
like
football
but
heaven.
You got to cycle the previous regime's people out.
You got to get them out. Because in college, you can't just be like,
I'm going to cut you.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to sign this guy. We're going to draft that guy.
You got to
let him play out.
Let him play out. Let him play out. Let them go to the league or leave early or whatever they're doing. Then once you start getting your recruiting, once your freshmen start coming sophomores, once you start developing them.
Exactly. Because think about how many freshmen don't play. Right. So if he's in there 2 years, he probably only has like maybe half of the guys he recruited playing, if that. Mm-hmm. So he don't have his guys yet. So we can't judge Chip Kelly by Chip Kelly standards until he get Chip Kelly guys.
Right.
Tua was the other guy. You know, Alabama started off slow, but, you know, he picked it up. I'm just concerned about him.
Tua.
That line didn't really look all that good. I know we all know Saban's going to make his adjustments and they're going to get it right. But his ability to just stay healthy, you know, he got banged up last year. So, you know, if he get hit again, you know, and what's going to happen. So, I don't know. But the man can – I mean, I don't like Alabama.
He a small guy.
But I do like Tua. And, you know, I'm rooting for the brother.
His younger brother's good, too. And he a freshman.
And he's on – I think he plays for Alabama, too.
Yeah, he a freshman on there.
I think they're roommates.
Yep.
Yeah, you say he's a freshman?
Yeah, he a freshman. Yep.
That's crazy.
They both play quarterback?
Yeah.
My thing is, like, the same hesitation I have for Kyler Murray, I have with Tua. Like, if you don't give him a good offensive line, like, if he see that defense coming, that boy gets skittish. And, like, you saw that in the championship game, like, when Clemson was coming for his ass, like, that's when he was throwing ducks and shit. So, he's a good quarterback behind a good line, but that's pretty much any quarterback, to be honest. But we'll see.
Not really. There's still quarterbacks that look very average behind a very good O-line.
Blake Bortles.
Oh, you know who I'm going to say.
Who?
Dak.
All right. You want to go in the NFL? Let's talk some other NFL shit. All right. Week one about to start in less than 48 hours. The kickoff will be Green Bay at Chicago, I believe.
Yeah.
It's longest standing rivalry in sports.
Yep.
And now rejuvenated with, you know, Chicago winning the division last year. You got Khalil Mack, Mitch Trubisky in year three.
You got the best quarterback of a defense in the NFL.
I thought he was going to say something about Mitch.
Oh, no.
He's the best quarterback in the division. I was like, all right.
Khalil Mack.
He's
talking about Khalil Mack.
Yeah. That boy for real.
Khalil's the quarterback on that team.
Yeah, all right. Chill out, really man.
Is. I mean, he is.
Money-making
he's
Mitch.
The leader. No, wait. Hold on. He's the leader.
He's the leader of the defense,
No. He's the leader of that organization.
When that team got there, it was a whole different, like,
he elevated everybody,
because we was not saying, we did not think before that season started, even – when he got there, we didn't say like, oh yeah, they're gonna take the division.
We said two games. Like, he's worth two games.
We didn't even say that they were gonna be a top five defense.
Right.
No.
And just him going there.
We knew he was gonna have an impact though.
But not like that though. he had Ray Lewis type impact.
But then
he had Ed Reed type impact. Yes. I think what Khalil Mack did by going to Chicago was solidify him in the Hall of Fame. His career ends tomorrow, he's in the Hall of Fame.
I thought he was a Hall of Famer when he got all pro at two different positions in the same season.
That was nuts, too.
Defensive and outside linebacker.
Yes, that was crazy.
Who else is doing that? Aaron Donald ain't doing that.
Nah.
Yeah.
But Aaron Donald played with his hand on the ground all the time.
Yeah.
It's like he's never standing up. So that's a little different. Khalil, he does a little bit of everything.
He's a football player. I think he's one of the rare old school generational football players.
How long he been in the league, Khalil Mack, now?
Since four or five years.
I hope he has some real key.
2012? Has he been in the league since 2012?
Like you said, four or five years.
It hasn't been much.
But yeah, I hope he does keep this up. I hope he keeps this up for another 4 or 5 years so we can
and
start.
That man is a monster.
So we can start talking.
That nigga
so we can start
is big
talking,
as fuck.
He can be like listed in as the greats, man. Like as far as like one of the greatest defensive players.
Do you think they're going to win the division again?
Yeah.
Who's your top linebacker of all time?
Linebacker of all time?
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, I would just say Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
Just because he just.
Well, I mean.
Because there's a lot of guys, Ken.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, like Brian Urlacher is up there. Zach Thomas is up there, obviously.
Derrick Brooks.
Derrick Brooks was my guy.
Ray Lewis is mine because I saw him play through his career. I didn't see Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor is the reason why they have nickel defenses. that shit is crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Khalil was drafted in 2014.
But I think Khalil could be mentioned. At least he should be mentioned.
Could be.
Like he should be. He has the potential to be top five.
Yes, he does.
Top five.
He does.
And I got Lawrence Taylor. Ray Lewis and Derrick Brooks as my top three linebackers.
My top three.
I love Derrick Brooks, man. No, not Derrick Brooks. Derrick Thomas. Y'all remember him?
Yeah, I remember Derrick Thomas.
Who y'all think is like next up, the next outside of Khalil Mack?
That boy was a beast.
As far as being in the consideration of a linebacker?
I think the next best linebacker outside of Khalil Mack is Bobby Wagner.
Right now in the NFL.
Bobby Wagner.
Because he got a 99 rating on Madden, doesn't he?
Yeah, bro. Hey, look, man, we was playing Madden for the little promo thing. For the Madden tournament. And let me tell you, I was playing with Green Bay, and he had Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I was throwing passes 15, 17, 20 yards downfield, and the first person hitting him was Bobby
Wagner.
You're
like, well, how is he there?
Bro.
Hit sticking a nigga.
Fumble.
Yo. Put the mic up. So,
yeah. Oh, my bad. Fumbled out of bounds.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man.
The ball was in bounds. He went out.
Bobby Wagner is definitely the second best linebacker.
But
in the NFL
I think the
right
thing
now.
With Bobby Wagner, did he sort of get lost in the NFL when it
he
comes to?
He had to deal with a lot of injuries.
Yeah, and I think that the Legion of Boom and just everything that was Seattle eclipsed him.
Yeah,
and you kind of diminished what he was
because I didn't.
But once all of that kind of went away last year. Because
he wasn't a talker.
Because when I heard he was a 99, because when I heard 99 rating was by, I know he was good, but I didn't know he was like
sideline to sideline, man.
That nigga everywhere. Like if he didn't get hurt, I think he got hurt last season.
Him and Chancellor was everywhere.
But 99,
yeah.
Like when 99, I'm thinking Ray Lewis. 99, I'm thinking Lawrence Taylor. Not is he?
He
in the NFL right now. I'm not saying like all time great.
I think,
but when you get a 99, you should
he could be up there. Because he got a Super Bowl ring based off that defense that we all say.
And then wasn't he the MVP?
No, that was who was it? It was somebody on the defense. He might have been the MVP. Oh, let me look it up.
Was it Bobby Wagner?
It was somebody on the defense.
It was definitely a defensive player because it wasn't show one Russell Wilson.
Well,
now they try to give him to it the second time around.
Yeah, and cost him, but. But he's on my list. I'm gonna watch him this year because when you give a player 99 in Madden, I'm like, all right, because he doesn't have like the name. We know him, but what they talk about Khalil Mack more,
of course,
and maybe 100%. The name sounds a little bit cooler. I don't know what it is, or maybe because of what he did when he got to Oakland and kind of really turned that team around.
It was Malcolm Smith.
Malcolm Smith. Okay. But Bobby Wagner. I knew he was good. I didn't know he was like great, like to the point where he could be top 10.
He just don't talk. That's it. Like, you got the Earl Thomas, you got the Richard
Sherman. But Urlacher didn't talk. He was out there smashing folks. No, but I'm saying
as far
folks.
As that time when they was, like, killing shit. Like.
And look, Earl Thomas is on Bobby Wagner's level. Cam Chancellor for 2 or 3 years was at that level defensively. And they had, Richard Sherman was mm-hmm. at that level. So you had other guys. So you didn't really know how important Bobby Wagner really was. Because it's almost like plug and play. We could just put anybody, everybody else.
And that's what it felt like.
That's what. But now that none of them guys are there, that defense is still a great defense because of him.
And not only just because of him, we got to look at the mastermind, the genius, Pete Carroll. Mm-hmm. That nigga said, like, that defense has not slowed down since Legion of Boom.
It's not the same, but it's still top.
I think it's still top
10 defense.
Yeah.
With losing all of that, which is amazing. And they just got Jadeveon, which I think is going to be big for them.
Man, when I saw that.
They got him for peanuts. Yeah. And Houston is paying half that nigga's salary still.
Man.
And, like, after this season, he's a free agent. And if he leaves, they get a third round pick.
And I think he's gonna stay.
I think so too.
He got to because he was talking about like I want because he could have went to Miami, but he was like I want to play for a contender. Mm-hmm. So like, I think
Philly was looking at him too.
Yeah, that would have been
that would have been crazy.
Bennett left. Crazy, yeah. I think.
Yeah, that would have been crazy because I think Bennett went to the Patriots, right?
He went back to the Pats.
Because I like Clowney, man. And when I saw he went to Seattle on that defense. And you get to play with Bobby Wagner and Pete Griffin, Carroll. And you get,
Griffin in the corner, one of the corner moves.
Man, goodness gracious. I like them a lot now that they've gotten him. I want to go back to something you mentioned in the group text. You said Pete Carroll could be top.
Let me take this shit off.
Greatest defensive coach of all time.
One of them. I didn't say he was. But I said if he can get Clowney – to get double-digit sacks. That's all I need. Double-digit sacks this season. I think he's in the conversation of the top five defensive coaches of all time.
So who's number one? Because I know who my number one is.
I think Bill Belichick is.
Nah. Who you think? Because it's not a head coach who I'm going to name.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there we go.
I was about to say he's in Pittsburgh.
He's the best defensive coach because you're talking about a guy that spanned 3 decades, bro.
He did.
And he had to change. And yeah, you're talking about getting Polamalu. Who's the linebacker that's a TV analyst now? Harrison.
James Harrison.
You know what I'm saying? Like he went through a whole bunch of people, man. Yeah. And for that defense to always be top 10, to always be menacing, to always play the same way, even though the rule – change happened, them boys always hit. You knew anytime you played Pittsburgh, it was going to be tough. You better bring your big boy pants because you're going to get the shit knocked out
Dick
of you LeBeau, a couple times.
And he got that football name hit. Too, Dick LeBeau.
And that's why when you said it, I didn't disagree, but I didn't fully agree because I was thinking about his previous tenure in the league. Now he may not have. There's a lot of factors that go into that. He may not have had the players that he has now.
But he's made up for that as far as his resume. Like,
and football is weird like that. Like we all know, Bill Belichick wasn't good, and now he's made his resume. Mm-hmm. Like you know, he became Hall of Fame, getting in of course, with the Patriots, getting guys that work within his system. Mm-hmm. Maybe Pete Carroll's the same way when it comes to defense. We'll see what Clowney.
Like look, like none of those defensive players he had. Outside, he just traded for Clowney, but the ones he drafted, they weren't first-round, second-round talent.
Nah.
Like, he had to get them out the mud and make them something and put them in the right scheme and the right opportunity.
And now you got a first-round, like, what, was he first? Was he the first?
First pick? Overall.
First overall pick who has the talent. Hey, man, we'll see. But it elevates that defense, like you said, for nothing.
Man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, best defensive coaches, obviously Bill Belichick is going to be up there. But I don't put him beyond Bill Parcells. I think Bill Parcells was
he was my guy too.
Coach than Bill Belichick. And Bill Belichick is up there.
Yeah.
But Belichick was on Parcells.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. Yep, I mean,
exactly. He was on that staff. He was part of that staff.
It's crazy. Bill Parcells' coaching tree
is ridiculous.
Fucking ridiculous.
Like, it's the reason why there's an NFL coaching staff.
Like he had Tom Coughlin and Bill Belichick on offense and defense as coordinators.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's insane. They've won multiple Super Bowls alone, and they faced each other in multiple Super Bowls.
That's eight Super Bowls right there that they've won. And then you add in, that's 11 that they've played in total.
Sitting on the
staff, chilling.
Yeah, man.
Crazy.
Yeah, so to me, I think it's LeBeau, then Parcells, Third is tough. Number three is tough.
You wouldn't put Belichick at three?
I would have to. I would almost have to.
Because you're talking about, you said decade spanning. Belichick is.
And Belichick,
I think,
has.
Belichick is just, he's a not just a good coach. He's a great coach. I just don't think defensive mastermind when I think.
But how can you not? I would say I understand why you say that. But if you look at his coaching tree and the people who've left and try to do things, it's not as successful. So to me, it's like you got to follow the money. You follow the man who helped bring those people to head coaching gigs. And he's the only one that's consistent. Everybody else, you can't really say that.
Here's the thing with Belichick for me. I feel that he's the greatest adjuster in football history. Like, meaning it doesn't matter what you give him. You give him chop suey, he going to make a full-course meal out there.
Well, you got to put an asterisk by that because, you know, there's Spygate and all that other bullshit.
But that's part of it. But that's part of it. That's true. Part
he
of
willing to go that
the
far.
Preparation. You know what I'm saying? I really had to come to find y'all on Twitter to ask what the hell y'all think of saying Devin Booker is. But,
oh, we'll get to him.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We'll get to him.
To me, the person that I'm thinking, and maybe not all time, but when I'm thinking defensive coaches and schemes and things that they put in place, I have to think Tony Dungy. With that Tampa 2, there was nothing like it. You know what I'm saying? And you're talking about he went everywhere.
That was like that the triangle offensive football.
Exactly, right? On much. Defense. So to me, I have to – I don't know. Again, I'm not saying he's third, but he's the name that comes to mind when I'm thinking about it.
Just give him a shout-out. Yeah, shout-out to Tony Dungy. He probably don't get as much praise as defense. He needs in general as a coach.
I agree with that.
Like,
but primarily defense.
He technically
that's where
he won
name.
Two Super Bowls, and one of them he won with one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So
yeah.
Well, Belichick, I put him up there. It just schematically, what is the recipe? What is it? Like, we knew what Bill Parcells' defense is going to be like. We know Dick LeBeau's.
Well, you
defense.
Said it. He adjusts, so and he don't really have anything to pinpoint. Like, he'll just switch it up on you. Like, look what he did to the Rams last season. Like,
nah, I feel you.
Yeah, that wasn't that hard when Gurley's banged up and Goff back there in the second or third year.
When you get to the Super Bowl, Come on, man.
No, true. But
come on,
here,
man,
but
don't
and they
start,
still have they have Brandon Cooks.
Don't start.
Brandon Cooks.
No, but
they still have.
Did you say Brandon Cooks?
But look,
did you just say Brandon Cooks?
That was the best wide receiver on the field at the time. Was it not?
Nick.
Brandon Cooks?
Nick, what was the option for the Rams? What was the number one option for the Rams?
It's Gurley.
And if you don't have your number one option.
He was not playing in the game?
But he was like a tenth of
himself.
We all knew
something.
I'm just saying this, bro. The Rams got there from Sean McVay being able to do, have just gadget guys. Guys who can do things.
Why? Because of Gurley made the engine
because
run.
Of the run game. Because we realized,
but that's Gurley.
No, it was Gurley. But then when we got my, was it Anderson came
no,
in
no,
there?
No, no, no,
that
no,
nigga,
no, 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 no,
CJ Anderson, he fucked the whole game. Did he not do that? Did he not do that?
You know why? You know why? Because even like in basketball, I say right, like you got championship role players. What's the expectation? You come in a game or two, you do your thing, and that's it. In the biggest game, you're not asking CJ Anderson to be your damn MVP. Todd Gurley was the MVP of that team, and he was a tenth of what he was.
Let me ask you this.
So that's a problem.
If Todd Gurley was healthy, do they win that Super Bowl?
I think they
It'd
would.
It'd be closer.
Do they win that Super Bowl?
I say yes.
But now you drinking.
No, oh, yeah, he sure is.
No, I'm not drinking. I'm just
oh, yeah, he
I'm,
sure
I'm,
is.
Nah, yep. I'm telling
sip,
y'all what.
Sip, sip.
We already know who won the Super Bowl. I'm not giving excuses because a nigga may or may not have been hurt. We don't know what the fuck was going on with
him. We know he's hurt.
We don't know what the fuck was going on.
We know it now. It's the news reports have came out. They've confirmed it.
All I'm saying is they got there from a run game with or without Todd Gurley. They got there with a run game.
What do we know about Todd Gurley right now? Don't we know his knee is fucked up?
We know something ain't right.
Don't we?
They say he got arthritis, just like my guy.
This has been confirmed. These are facts.
Okay.
So he has arthritis now. He had it back in the Super Bowl.
Did they still not have a dominant run game in the playoffs with him and CJ Anderson as a
– The Patriots aren't – man, Tom Brady could tackle CJ Anderson.
No, he could not.
Yes, he could.
That was a bowling ball coming down the lane, man.
That was a pudgy bowling ball. They ain't scared of CJ Anderson.
Pudgy bowling ball.
They couldn't stop him. Until that point.
Because they knew when they needed to stop him, they could. That was the difference between him and Todd Gurley.
Yeah. All I'm saying is this. They got in that Super Bowl, they made adjustments. Bill Belichick made adjustments. He made adjustments throughout that. Look how they played the Chargers.
He always make adjustments.
Remember how they played the Chargers? We didn't think the Chargers were going to get blown out like that.
I feel you. Look, and that's why Bill Belichick is the greatest adjuster in football history. However, when you know, like, what's the adjustment for Todd Gurley? Because you know he's going, if he's healthy, You know he's going to get it 20, 25 times, and that's between the run and the pass.
Right.
And then Sean McVay going to put him all over the place. He's going to fake a jet sweep and then run this. Like there was a lot less for Bill Belichick to adjust to without having Gurley 100%. Let's just be honest. It's like saying LeBron gets to the finals, and LeBron is the one that's hurt. Okay, Kyrie. Okay, K-Love. That's cool. Bro, he ain't got to deal with this monster. That's a whole different ball game, man. So, again, if Todd Gurley is healthy, I'm not saying they beat the Patriots because Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, the allure.
They always find a way.
They always find a way. But it wouldn't be
except
what we
against
saw.
The Eagles.
Huh?
Except against the Eagles.
That was a strip sack. Hey, that was a miracle from Philly.
He couldn't stop. Because
they was going back and forth until that
but
strip
that great
sack.
Defense, where was it?
Nick Foles lit their ass up, boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to see what he do this year.
That's your boy, though.
How is he my boy, though? What are you talking about? Because I fuck with him more than Wentz? That's not saying he my boy. You asked me between the two niggas who I'd rather go with. I go with Foles.
You tripping.
I go with the nigga who made him play the game.
Hey, but it don't matter, though. They're because of you. We're gonna put their season ups at the end of the year, their records, their stats.
The
and
only
gonna
nigga
say who's
I'm going
who.
Behind is Dak. All right, I'm going. Nah, with Dak. I'm riding with Dak.
Okay. You brought it back.
I've been
you
saying
brought
that.
It back. Give me some numbers on Dak. What Dak gonna do?
24 and 5 touchdowns rushing.
I say give
how many passing
2,000.
How many passing touchdowns? I think he'll get 25.
That's about what I said.
That's about average, though.
I think he'll rush for 8 touchdowns.
That's a lot.
I say 6.
So you're saying 33 total touchdowns?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just round it up, 35, if you're confident in your boy because he's a $100-something million man.
Yeah, top 10.
35.
I'll give you 35. 35 total. No matter how you do it.
How many yards?
He'll get at least, this ain't saying much, 3,200.
32 passing yards?
Bruh, nah. Like, come on,
he's
Nick.
Not Zeke. You don't 2,000. Need a, what do I need to throw the ball all the time for? B, wasn't that your criticism of me when we was playing Madden with FIFA? He was like, why the hell you throwing the ball? Run that bitch.
But my thing is, though, how you paying a quarterback that get 3,200 yards, 100-something million guaranteed?
I didn't say 100 million guaranteed. I say he deserves 100, whatever the market is for a quarterback, he deserves that money.
That's what he want, though. He want like 100+ million guaranteed.
We don't know how much he wants. The Cowboys could be leaking shit. We don't know. They always fibbing information. He just want to get paid, and he's going by the market. If the market says that he needs to be $140 million man, he should be $140 million.
The market
million.
Says that 3,200
so,
yards
so,
is below
so
average.
So now he wants to talk about
I've
the market.
I've always said play with the market value.
But when it was Jimmy G, he didn't want to hear about
fuck
the market.
Fuck Jimmy G.
See what I'm saying?
Don't get me started on Jimmy G. Don't bring that nigga up no more. All right. All I'm saying is this: Jimmy G ain't win no playoff games. Jimmy G ain't go toe to toe with Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? That's all I care about. Who are you? What have you done? Let me see something. Let me see him play at least 14 games.
I'm just we talking about the market right now, baby. That's what I'm just saying.
And he got paid.
Yeah, the market is the market. You got mad because he got paid. Based on what the market
was.
I got mad because he got paid
because the production that he did or the glimpses that he showed did not warrant that contract.
You pay on potential.
For Dak's resume for me right now, he won Rookie of the Year. He went toe-to-toe Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers had to make a miracle throw
but you know what
going
the difference
out of bounds
is,
to beat them. Like, that says something.
But the difference is we've seen Dak's upside.
Have we?
Yeah, and it's
in
like
the
feeling right here, and this him. He hunched over.
Kane, it's 3,200 yards.
Right. That nigga hunched over right now.
I'm not going to go crazy. I know my nigga. All right, you know what I'm saying?
He average.
I go by low expectation. I think he can get
30. He's a top 16 quarterback.
He's a top 10 at number 10.
Look, Nick.
I care about, but you know me, I care about touchdowns more than passing yards.
The only quarterback that can get into the top 10 with 3,200 passing yards is Russell Wilson. That's the only.
But that's what I'm saying. But I care about touchdowns. Russell Wilson gets you touchdowns.
Like, Russell Wilson gets you wins, and because of him,
and we'll see that.
Not because of the O line, not because of Zeke, not because of the defense. Seattle wins now because of Russell.
But
Wilson.
At the same time, as a team, you want your team to have a good O line, a good run game, a good defense. You know what I'm saying?
That,
I don't know how we can really hold that against Dak.
No, it's not holding.
That's good drafting.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is that there's three different types of quarterbacks in the league. And the way that you're talking about Dak being top 10, he's a guy that it doesn't matter what I give him, he's going to go out there and win and get the numbers and do all of that, and we pay him for that.
So if he doesn't get the numbers but he gets the wins, does that mean something to you?
Yeah, because it really depends on what it looks like, because we need the context. Mm-hmm. Like, did he get bailed out by his defense? Was it some unfortunate turnover by the opposing team? Like what did he do?
He could be
what?
Trent Dilfer, bro.
Exactly.
I think he's more like the black Alex Smith. That's me.
But that's hella average.
That's wins, though. We're talking
but that's
about
not top 10. So, Alex Smith never been top 10, bro.
He was top 10 the year he Kansas City before he
Kansas City.
What he got? When Mahomes
Alex Smith's best year was before he got replaced by Colin, bro.
In San Fran.
That's his best year, bro.
Just for real.
And he was not top 10.
I think he was top 10 when that year Mahomes got drafted.
Jimmy G is
The year Mahomes got drafted.
That was the year that he made everybody question about Tom Brady. I'm not even talking to this guy right here.
All right,
Jimmy G, mark my words, is going to have a better year than Dak Prescott.
Bet money on that. Put the trophy on him.
Jimmy G will have a better year.
Go ahead.
Than Dak
Prescott. You see, he talking. He just talking.
Jimmy
shit
G
right
gonna
now.
Ball out, bro.
He gonna ball out, man.
What? Jimmy, bet money. I'm willing to bet anybody.
We'll talk off camera.
Right. you ain't serious about that. Put the G's up there, nigga.
We'll talk off camera.
All right, we'll see.
What you about to say, B?
No, I was about to give him Dak Prescott stats last season.
Go ahead, do it. 30, just so you can pile it on.
38, 88 yards, 22 touchdowns, and 6 rushing touchdowns.
That's about what you said.
You think he said 32?
I said at least 3,200 and 35 touchdowns.
But to be top 10 outside of Russell Wilson.
Why?
Because Russell, it's just the way that offense is constructed and what they ask Russell to do, he's not going to get forward 5,000 passing
yards. I can say the same thing about Dak. But here's the thing.
The difference is if he did have the weapons and they did ask Russell Wilson to do that, I have full firm belief he can get.
Man, you put you,
when
you
Jerry
put,
Jones gave Dak Amari Cooper, did they not take off?
You put Russell Wilson. If you put Russell Wilson on that Dallas team, we talking Super Bowl champ.
And I'm saying, and I agree with that because y'all know how I feel about Russell Wilson. But I'm just saying when Jerry Jones is giving Dak Prescott some weapons, they take off, wins regardless. So they at least get the win. They got the wins.
Okay.
Now, if you want to talk about the stats, that's another conversation. But if we're talking about winning quarterbacks, if that's what matters at the end of the day,
okay. But what's the reason behind Dallas winning? Is it propelled because of Dak Prescott's play? It's not, because when you listen to those stats, those are highly mediocre stats. So they're winning because the team is good, not because Dak is good.
To me, if you get
– Dak is good enough to win.
If you get 30-plus touchdowns as a quarterback, no matter how you do it, you're moving. But he got 22. You're above average. Oh.
Exactly. You're top tier. You're top 10.
Yeah.
He got 22.
I'm just saying, if 30 plus, if he gets 30 plus, he's top 10 at least.
But no. 30 passing.
Nick Foles could get 30 fucking touchdowns, bro.
You think Nick Foles is going to get 30 touchdowns this year? Passing?
In this league nowadays?
I'm asking you this season.
In Jacksonville?
I'm just saying my whole point is that we are in an era of high-octane passing yards.
You're generalizing at this point.
I just want to see all the quarterback touchdowns. Because I guarantee you, the majority of them were 25 or under.
Yeah.
Top 10, they were close to 30
it was only,
and above.
It was Pat Mahomes, obviously, who had a ridiculous amount. Then the next one, he was like 15 down, and that was Andrew Luck, who had 34 or 35. Then after that, it went down even further. Like,
I thought Big Ben had like 40 touchdowns last year.
Hell no. Nah. Big Ben had 40 picks damn near. But yeah.
he had a career year in passing yards.
Maybe passing yards
and stuff
not
like
touchdowns.
That. Like that. I think that was his
touchdown to interception ratio. His
that was his best year ever. As a quarterback.
I don't believe that shit. I was looking at some of the pictures.
Y'all be making shit up.
Let me see the. Filter it by the touchdown.
That's what I'm trying to
do. Touchdown passes.
And let me put it in order. I'm touching touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Usually, when you touch, it's supposed to, like.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to sort.
Oh, yeah, 34 touchdowns.
So Pat
he had a career year in passing yards
yeah.
and 34 touchdowns last year.
So I'm going to count how many people were 25 or under touchdowns.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But that's a whole bunch of people right at like 26 and 27 too. So
32 teams in the league.
But what I'm saying, more than half. Okay, so if we did like
you 27 gave me 8.
But that's 25 and under. So
I'm saying,
but that was the number you picked.
Give me the ones.
Don't be pulling a nick on me and trying to move.
Give me the ones that got over 30. How many quarterbacks got over 30 touchdowns passing?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So 9.
So it's kind of
balances out.
So it's a third.
So to be a top 10 quarterback, you got to have over 30 passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
You said if he.
I said 35 in total.
But passing.
Well, I said at first it doesn't matter. But if you guys want to hold me to, it has to be 30.
Because
you want me to get so I'll double down. He's gonna get over 30 touchdowns as a
passing.
Yeah. Ooh,
not if Zeke that. Come back. Not if Zeke come
30,
back.
If he get 30, I still win. But if he get he's gonna get 30 and over.
He got to get at 30.
Yeah. If he get 29,
30, don't count.
Nah,
if he get 30,
what if he gets 29 and a rushing?
No. Because at the end of the day. The way a quarterback augments the game is primarily through passing. That's how – and you got to score, right? So the top – if you look at the top guys that did over 30 touchdowns, all of those guys are top
– What were the names?
Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff, Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees. Russell Wilson.
That's 9.
Yep, because Aaron Rodgers only got 25.
Yeah, because he was hurt. Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff surprised me, but they had a high octane offense, man.
They averaged like 3-4 touchdowns a game probably in the first half of the season.
And Gurley probably caught.
Gurley was about to break LaDainian Tomlinson record. That's what he was going for.
Yeah, because he had a number of those. So I guess that could probably push his number up if you dump it to him on a screen pass.
Yeah, dump it to him.
And let him do all the work.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, right, and I'm not saying all of those guys, 9 out of those 10 are top 10 quarterbacks.
Because Goff damn sure ain't.
He's not.
He was at one point.
Last
year he was top 10. Chill out, Ken. He went to the Super Bowl. What are we talking about?
Oh, now he went to the Super Bowl.
He did. What you mean, or now he went to? We all saw him there. He got to the Super Bowl.
And what happened?
Belichick happened. All right. Top 5 defensive coordinator.
Okay. All right. Anyway. All right. So let's go through this this season. And then we'll address Mr. Twitter, man. So
yeah. Are we officially taking down our records as far as our picks? And like when we pick, like who's gonna win what game, see who was right and wrong the next week, and all that shit. You said you want to document everything because we've been talking a lot of shit.
In terms of like our takes, like you clearly has a Dak, you have a Dak take. I have a Jimmy G take that I just threw out here.
What is your Jimmy G take, by the way?
Well, I'm kind of going along with FIFA. I mean, I drafted the nigga. I wanted to damn show up.
I think he's gonna. What does that mean? Like,
Jimmy G gonna do better.
I think he's gonna get about 30 touchdowns this year.
You think he's gonna get to who? Kittle?
I think he's gonna get about 30 touchdowns.
Do not disrespect Kyle Shanahan, bro.
I think he can get.
It's gonna be more Kyle Shanahan than Jimmy G, but Jimmy G is gonna reap those benefits.
I've seen Nathan from Kyle Shanahan since that Super Bowl. I haven't seen anything to go home about, so I'm still reserving judgment on Kyle Shanahan.
So we're looking at. So I think just takes. When you say win or loss records, are you talking about like teams?
No, I'm saying Jimmy G as a quarterback. What do you see him doing that you will say like he's going to be better than Dak Prescott? Like is it he's going to get a lot of pat? Like you think he's going to get 4,000 yards? You think he's going to get 30 touchdowns?
I think he can go for 3,530.
Yep. I was going to say 3,800.
I was going to say 4,000, but.
4,000 really ain't that bad if you want to go.
It's not, but I'm looking at.
A mile marker. Like, that's elite.
Andy Dalton,
right.
4,000.
But he's throwing the Pettis and Marquise Goodwin, Breida, Tevin Coleman will probably catch a couple of touchdowns, Kittles. So the offense kind of concerns me a little bit. Well, the offensive receiving weapons concern me. But what I've seen from him is that he can elevate them. somewhat, so they get a plus two bump in ratings based on the system that he is and his accuracy. So I think he can definitely hit 35 and 30. That's my minimal. All right. And that'll be me winning the title.
I think he only gets between 20 to 25 touchdowns a season, and I'll give him 4,000 yards though. But I don't think the touchdowns is going to equate to the yards.
So I think what we need to do is start off our episodes like we just pick a game of the week. Mm-hmm. And we take our takes, and then we kind of start off.
I got a few games, just that kind of goes with like our allegiances to some of these.
Yeah, and obviously, you know what division winners that'll go down on record. You know, in terms of who we picked to win the divisions.
Are we doing that today?
Yeah, yeah. It's game starts. All right, I'm about to say Thursday.
You want to do the games first or do the divisions?
Let's do the divisions.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me pull up the divisions.
Because that's how we've done it in the past. We kind of go through it division by division.
All right. Divisions. We could start with, let's start in the AFC East. That's our easy one. Sure.
Patriots. they ain't no real competition over there, man.
Yeah. I am looking forward to seeing how the Jets do, though.
Me too.
Are they even a wild card team? Like, I don't think they're wild card talent.
Sam Darnold is interesting to me. I've been middle of the road low on him, but I just got a feeling about him now. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
He's looked pretty good in preseason. It don't mean much, but he has a year under his belt. And we know he got the size. He got the arm. Is the IQ there? You know, did that improve through the season by playing through some of those mistakes? So I'm curious to see what happens. I think you don't have the receiving weapons, even though Robbie Anderson has a lot of potential, but he's more of a speedster. So I don't know, man. But he's interesting to me.
I would say he's interesting too, but I have low expectations for him. I think he was very hyped coming out of college.
I think he might surprise people this year.
I know he has a lot of supporters. Obviously, he's playing one of the biggest markets in the whole league. But yeah, it's a wait and see for me.
I don't think he has enough around him to maximize his talent. I think
one of those guys that would need elite talent around him.
Not necessarily elite, just something better.
He needs something.
I don't think
above average, good, great, or elite. He needs like what do you need?
At least above average.
He needs
above
at least like a Tyler Boyd. In my opinion.
Look, obviously they got Le'Veon, but he needs either a tight end or a wide receiver that's good or great.
He needs like
everybody needs that.
If he had like an Eric Ebron at tight end, I think that would do wonders for him. I think
but let's not just throw that name out there willy-nilly because Matt Stafford had him
for
2-3 years and he looked like a bum.
Andrew Luck changed Eric Ebron.
I blame him more on coaching than I do on the player. Because you saw what he did in Indy.
Yeah, we saw
why?
Exactly. That's I think that was Luck.
That's all Andrew Luck, baby.
I thought it was Frank Wright too.
Andrew Luck, Frank Wright, you can get that too, but now that Andrew Luck's gone, he's going to turn.
I mean, yeah, you need a good quarterback.
He's
going
to come back to average. But Andrew Luck made Jack Doyle look good. Like, he makes the tight ends look good.
Yeah, man.
Even before Frank Wright got there. So Sammy is interesting. I think we'll learn a lot about him this year. Chris Herndon can catch the ball. Adam Gase is there now. So now you got the coach, you know. You got
you still got the weapons yet.
Yeah.
They don't have the weapons they need.
Who else in that division? Miami?
You got Miami and Buffalo.
So we already know what happened with them. Fire sale. They got them problematic fools out of there.
Yeah.
Well, one of them.
Not two of them.
What was up with Tunsil? Why?
Tunsil was a first round pick.
I know about the Smokey thing, but after that, has he caused any problems?
No, he hasn't caused any problems, but it was already discussed amongst the organization that they were going to move on from it.
But why, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because it's a fire sale. They're just trying to get, at this point, they're just rebuilding.
But he's a number, like, he's an offensive lineman. He's they say he's, like, one of the best offensive linemen at left tackle in the game. And for them to move him without him causing any issues seems weird to me.
It was something. It was something in the, I don't know what. because to me, Miami's just a dysfunctional organization. So you may be right. They may just be doing some dumb shit just to say, like, let's move on from this culture.
And maybe they had to. Maybe in order to get rid of Steals, they had to package in Tunsil and make Tunsil the guy, but it really was. Because
they knew they wasn't going to win anyway. So it's like, why do we
and
have
And nobody wants Steals, right? Yeah. Nobody want him because, you know, he's going to bring their problems with
Not
him.
Even that. He don't even have good production. Like, when was the last time you heard Kenny Steals?
But right. But you know, I got you in your last year of your contract. You're bringing this knee shit here. We're trying to move on past that. So your problem that I don't want on my team. So if you want me to take your problem off your hands, you got to give me something, bro. And that's the guy I want.
They need offensive line.
Yeah. So, but now that, because I want to see what happened with Josh Rosen. Like, who's starting? Is Fitz starting?
Fitz. They tanking, man. You already know they tanking. I don't know why you.
Yeah, you're right. They're a shit show. You traded for a quarterback who was a top 10 pick who has everything, you know, people, leadership, whatever. But still, he has the arm. He has the IQ. He can. We don't know if he can play, but we need to put him on the field. We know what Fitzpatrick is. So I wanted to see the guy play. We need to know.
I don't think they want to be married to him because if he starts balling, like showing some progress.
But you got your quarterback, though. That's the thing.
That's not that guy. That's not
Ain't
the head coach.
Nobody marrying Fitzpatrick, bro.
No, I'm talking about Rosen.
But if Rosen.
He's good in some preseason games.
Right. But if Rosen can play, now all of a sudden you got your the most important position in football solved. You know, so you don't know if Tua could play if you tank it for Tua. We don't know what Justin Herbert is going to do if you tank it for him, too. Nobody's tanking for him, but everybody's tanking for Tua. But if Josh Rosen can solve your problem, why in the hell would I want to take a risk on a guy that I don't know if he can play in this league?
I mean, I was trying to shoot them some bail, but.
Golly, man.
They had coaches doing coke. Talking, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they send the brother up to fail.
Yeah,
that's what this is.
I hope he get through.
Who else? So Miami, Jets.
Bills.
The Bills.
So let's go to AFC
North. But Josh Allen may be interesting. Is he a runner? You know, we don't know. I think he's going to.
You saying he the white Lamar Jackson?
And they just got rid of their running back. But they got nothing. They are.
Bills. I mean, they ain't never really had much. AFC North. Who y'all got winning that?
You already know.
I got Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Without a doubt.
Steelers. Oh, I got Cleveland.
I
think Cleveland has probably one of the easiest schedules, like underrated easy schedules in the league. But Cleveland, I just don't.
I'm not.
It's good on paper. It's just good on paper.
On paper.
I've seen that happen too much. I can believe.
I have no issue with people picking Cleveland based off. They roster position, and they have a good
I got
defense.
A lot of Cleveland homies.
So, yeah. So, yeah.
And that's the reason why I'm picking them. It's not because of the offense. The offense is the offense, and they look good on paper. But that defense was good last year.
Yes, it was.
And they added to it. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
So, if the offense could just generate 20 to 30 points, that's a tough matchup. Yeah. And then when I look at them, like, on paper, obviously, versus Pittsburgh, they got more on both sides. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Pittsburgh has the continuity. They got Big Ben.
They got
Tomlin. I don't want to
undersell stable.
That. However, I do. I just think Cleveland. I think they figure it out. I think that they take on Baker Mayfield's personality. I think that is his locker room, whether that's good or bad, because it could be either one of the. Because I think it's a volatile locker room with him as your leader, but I just think that there's so much talent that. It's almost impossible to not win. Like, you should win because the defense is great.
Well, I think this. I got a lot of homies who fuck with the Browns from Cleveland. And for me, I'm like, I looked at their schedule. I'm like, okay, they can win this, they can win that, they can win that. I think they can either be 11-5 or they could be 8-8.
No, don't be disrespectful.
I think so because.
Don't be disrespectful.
Because you're dealing with a rookie head coach. You know what I'm saying? And this is Baker's second year in the league. We don't know what that – you know, we expect him to go up there like Patrick Mahomes, but at the same time, I don't know yet. So and this is still
Baker.
A hard – this is still a tough division. You still got Baltimore Ravens who got – they got Earl Thomas. They're replacing some defensive players they obviously lost in the offseason, mm-hmm. but that's still a team that you can't just, you know,
take lightly. And, you know, I was going back and forth on Twitter. I remember your name on Twitter – about Baltimore, and I think they're going to struggle immensely on offense.
Unfortunately, I agree.
You know, and I think that there's going to be games where Yeah, the defense is still going to be solid. You have Earl Thomas back there.
C.J. Mosley, is he still there?
No, C.J. Mosley left. He went to the Jets.
I thought
they paid him a big bag.
Yeah,
I thought he was going, but then he decided against. Or am I thinking about somebody else?
You might be thinking about somebody else.
Okay.
And Terrell Suggs left too, right?
Yeah. I think he retire?
I think so. I think he did.
Yeah, he retired. I just know he's not there no more. Either way, I just think that they're going to struggle to score. And if you look at in that division, the only team that can keep up a scoring contest with Cleveland is going to be Pittsburgh. But then when I look at it, that defense, I don't know.
But don't sleep on Pittsburgh defense because they got Devin Bush.
And I'm not saying Pittsburgh's defense is atrocious. They don't have
star talent like that. Yeah.
I'm betting on Black. I think getting rid of Bell and Brown provides some stability. Nobody's talked about Pittsburgh all year. Yep. All they want is trouble, you know, in order to talk about them, which, you know, I guess will be a good thing. We'll find out. I think Cleveland will be a wild card team. But
yeah,
I don't.
That's what I have as far as at least. They should be at least a wild card team. With that much talent that you talk about, like, it has to at least be a wild card team.
Yeah, so. But
I'll be shocked if they don't.
I agree with you with Lamar Jackson and Baltimore. I think he's still learning. I think he's going to get hurt because he's not going to slide. Yeah, and they don't really have a lot of weapons.
They don't have a lot of weapons. He is their weapon. And his primary way of carving up a defense is with his legs.
Yep.
Or play action.
They
will run the ball a lot, and that will help their defense.
It will help their defense. But at the end of the day, the name of any sport is scoring points. And they're going to struggle doing that. Like, I can't imagine a scenario where they average more than 22 points a game.
Yeah, I agree.
And when you score that low, and that defense isn't all-time great. This ain't the Ray Lewis, Ed Reed defense.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's hard to win like that, especially in this NFL, when there's so many teams that can just put up 30, 40 points.
Yeah, how are you going to catch up?
How
are
you going to catch up?
But I'm still pulling for the brother, though. Yeah. I want the best for him, but.
I'm pulling for Cincy, too. You know, I'm just hoping to get 7 wins. You know what I'm saying? We can get 7 wins.
Man, who's your quarterback?
We got Dalton, but he on his last leg.
Look, man. You need to be hoping for about 2 wins so you can get that number one pick, bro. That's what you need to be hoping for.
I like Mixon.
Get 7 wins.
I like Mixon a lot. He's extremely talented. He's smooth, too. Boy, I'm glad he got a chance to really.
And he got paid, too.
Yeah. I like Boy. He's shown that he can definitely be a number 1A receiver or 1B receiver next to A.J. Green.
Mm-hmm. You still got Gio, who got extended as well.
Yeah.
Gio's a good scat back.
He's a good change of pace
back. He's like a Darren Sproles scat back. You know what I'm saying?
Eifert's going to retire after this year because he's going to get hurt again.
Yeah, he probably needs to.
But, yeah, they make
John
it.
Ross, I need to see something out that motherfucker, man.
Done. Slot receiver, speed receiver, but I think he's done. Don't he have like health issues, like anemia or some shit like that?
Since he got in the league,
but yeah, 5 wins maybe. But yeah, they're gonna finish last.
Just give me 7, and I'll be happy.
Next division,
I'll be out of sabbatical.
Yeah,
AFC South.
Dalton let me down though.
I think
that's Houston.
I got Houston.
Houston, Indy,
Tennessee, and Jacksonville.
Tennessee and Jacksonville. Give me Houston.
I got Houston.
Houston.
You gonna say Jacksonville?
Indy.
I
like Brissett, my boy.
Yeah.
Talk to me. I just want to see what you got to say.
So I think I think the Colts, they finally built the roster around the quarterback. Obviously, the quarterback that they were trying to build it around retired. But I think Jacoby got a lot of talent. And I think that is going to bode well for him that nobody has film on him. And that team.
They got film on him.
They got a lot of film on him.
That team is not this team. That Jacoby Brissett isn't this.
This Colts team has a lot of talent, even without Andrew Luck. Obviously, they had more. But to your point, yes, they have a lot of talent on offense and defense. Jacoby Brissett, I think, to me, is what Lamar Jackson could become in terms of.
Yeah, like
with experience. I think it's going to take some years. But of course, Jacoby had Belichick's coaching. Mm-hmm.
Andrew Luck all of these years. I just think that Jacoby is going to come out there, and I'm not going to say he's going to be the best quarterback in the NFL, but I think he's going to be Dak.
He's going to win games.
He's going to be Dak in terms of winning games, but I think he's going to have a better passing arsenal than what Dak is going to have.
You think Jacoby's led Colts will be
they don't have a
win more games
arsenal.
Than Deshaun Watson's Texans?
I do.
I think
they got Tunzel, right?
Who? The Colts?
The Texans.
The Texans, yeah, they got Tunzel.
So they got more protection for Watson. They got Kenny Stills because Kiki stay hurt all the damn time.
Or and Will Fuller today.
They got Duke there. Johnson. They looking Lamar at another Miller running back. Lamar Miller out, but they got Duke Johnson and whatever. But they may get Melvin Gordon.
I reserve to change my opinion if they get Melvin.
If they get Melvin Gordon, who are they going to give up to get him?
I don't know.
They have given up. They don't have a pick for the next 4 years in the first round.
This is true. But I don't know. I don't – because I like Brissett, I don't fully disagree with you. I just got to see a full season of it. I've seen enough to the point where I'm confident.
Give me four games. I need to see him for the first four games just to see what he's working with.
I'm confident. Look, man, we know what the NFL is. It's a copycat league. And the reason why I said that they don't have film, of course they have film because he played, but they don't have film of this current iteration. Situation. They don't have film on how they want to attack now. So I think he's going to catch a lot of people off guard the first couple of weeks. They'll catch up. He may stumble a little bit, but I think the way the Colts are constructed, they'll be fine. They'll get to a place where they're just motoring along. And I think that the early part of the season, where I think they could catch some teams by surprise, I think that the Houston Texans are playing with a lot of pressure, especially from the coaching staff perspective.
Bill O'Brien pressure. Exactly. Yes,
and
I agree.
Don't know how Bill O'Brien is going to handle that pressure. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. And here's the thing. I love Deshaun. I think Andre Hopkins is top three wide receiver in the NFL. They don't have a balanced game now of running I don't know what Duke is going to do, but
not much.
And the defense, they just gave up Jadeveon, right? So you get weaker. I'm not saying like it falls off a horse. But you still got JJ. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this team is poised to win the division. You know what I'm saying? The Texans have always been kind of the little brother to the Colts, no matter how good they've been.
But why have they been winning in the past?
Who?
The Texans.
Defense.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson.
No, you said in the past.
Yeah.
But since Deshaun Watson got there.
Well, yeah, obviously.
He's
Mr. Clutch. He's clutch.
Yeah, so he's been the – so it was defense because they had Hoyer and whoever else, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that he's gotten there, the defense has been okay. We know they don't have an offensive line. They've made strides to improve that. But Deshaun Watson has been the difference maker. He's been, you know, a younger Russell Wilson, where he's just been able to win games because of his ability. Jacoby Brissett, I don't know if he can be that. So I want it to happen because I like Brissett. They extended him for a reason. I just got to see a full season.
Yeah, I think they did the extension thing because obviously the Andrew Luck shit caught him off guard. Like, hold on, let's get some stability here. For the time being, good
and
or
it's
bad.
Perception. It's perception. He's a starting quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You got to be paid like it.
No, I'm saying it goes to his favor. And obviously, when we talk about quarterbacks getting paid or whatever, it's all about timing. So this is obviously works out for him. But I still think the culture, like, look, if we win with him, that's great. If we lose with him, we can get somebody in the draft like we did with Luck. I just think that's what it is.
I don't know if there's anybody in the draft that's better than Jacoby outside of Tua.
And I don't think that they're going to lose. The team is built for them to win now.
And they paid Jacoby to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
What was it, 2 year, $30 million deal?
Yeah, but you get 2 years to see what he's about. And then at that point, you're like, all right, so we know what's what, and we can start over.
So what do y'all feel about Jacksonville? Y'all think it's a wash?
It's a wrap.
Nah,
Tom Coughlin got a lot to do.
Is it a QB, Nick Foles?
Yeah, man. Leonard Fournette. You know, I think he's extremely talented, man.
He says he's healthy. He feels good.
We'll see. We'll see. But the reason why I say we'll see is because of his style of running. Like he
old
is
school.
A bruiser.
Old
like
school.
So there's no way to have that style of running and be healthy all year. You're gonna have nicks and bruises. Like it is what it is. And then offensively, who they got at wideout?
Like, I don't know.
Westbrook.
Didi,
yep. Yeah,
Didi
Westbrook.
Do they still have Lee? Is Lee still there?
Marquise Lee
yeah.
From USC. Yeah.
Yep, he's still there.
I don't think they have enough. I think that defense obviously has talent, but I think that
defense is done.
You think they trade Jalen Ramsey before the season?
Oh, he's out of there.
They need to.
Yeah, he's
gone.
They
need to get something for him. They need to get something for him.
Yes, they do. Wow.
They need to get something for him. And I think I don't know who would want to get. You know what wouldn't surprise me if Seattle tried to make a move for him. You know what I'm saying? I think Seattle's kind of all in right now.
You think Seattle wants another Richard Sherman like?
Hell yeah.
Person?
What do you mean? Shit, hell yeah. You talking? He the best corner in the game right now.
Is he?
Is he not?
Who?
Who better than him?
Who is?
Jalen Ramsey.
Best corner?
Nah.
Who the best corner in the game? You going to give it to the ageless wonder in Arizona? What's his name?
You talking about Patrick Peterson?
Nah.
Is he still the best? Nah. He up there. He top five.
Jalen nasty, the best. Man.
I'm trying to think. All right, man. I got to look at
this. Who's the other? There's a corner in
the Chargers. I forgot his name.
He's not a rookie. This guy's been playing for a minute. Nah, this guy's been playing for a minute. They said he was the best corner. I can't think of his name, though.
That was a young guy in the Chargers.
Corners don't really have, like, the brand names that they used to have back in the day, do they? Remember,
nobody really outspoken like that. Yeah. Outside of Josh Norman and Jalen Ramsey.
We had Revis Island. He didn't really talk a lot, but his play was woo.
Yeah, his play did.
His play talked a lot. And then, you know what? Rex Ryan hyped him up a lot, too.
Yeah, but he. I mean, once age caught up with him, you know, and scheme.
Can't nobody overcome.
But Richard Sherman, like, Jalen really is the only guy that we really know like that.
I think Stephon Gilmore is up there for the Pats.
I think Griffin is for Seattle, too. I think he's up there.
To me, when you look at size,
but
speed,
I mean,
talent,
at this point, I can't argue against
IQ.
Stephon Gilmore in New England?
Yeah.
He's up there.
You sure it's not scheme?
He was balling with Buffalo. That's why the Pats picked him up.
Okay.
Yeah, he's nice.
Maybe I'm thinking about another corner they had that got a little boost when he got over there.
Oh, you're talking about
Malcolm Butler.
Yep.
Nah, there was another guy they signed after him, too, who got exposed.
But Stephon is he's nice. He holds his own. Yeah. But Jalen is by far the best corner.
Probably. Yeah, I give it to him. All right, so AFC West. We got the Raiders, the Broncos, the Chargers, and the Chiefs. This is probably the best division in the conference.
No.
Oh, in the AFC?
Yeah, in the AFC.
Yeah.
No.
What division is better than that?
In the AFC?
You talking about the AFC North is better than that?
I think so.
Nah, because the two teams at
the Raiders and the – wait, Raiders and the
Raiders,
and Denver?
Raiders, Broncos, Denver. Chargers.
Okay. Denver still got a defense,
that's what I'm saying,
bro.
Yeah.
Denver still got like a top five.
They didn't win games last year.
But
quarterback.
You can't put up numbers against them like that. Like, you're going to come out of there hurt.
But we can say the same thing about the Ravens, too. Like, they're
not
deep.
Really.
They had a top three.
They had a top defense
last year.
Yeah.
What about this year?
We don't know.
This year.
But
they don't have the guys though.
But Denver's defense was good last year too.
And they brought back the guys. And Bradley Chubb got better.
He did get better.
So
they still got Shane Ray. Was he there?
Nah, Ray probably left.
He got out of there.
They got
Chris.
I think.
Who's their quarterback?
They got Joe Flacco.
Okay, come on, man. Y'all stop with the nonsense. Stop with the nonsense.
I said the division in general.
The division.
I'm talking about the talent.
They
in
got
the division.
Brand names in the division. That's it.
They
it's
got,
a one
look,
man.
The Raiders got AB.
It's maybe a two man show.
Raiders got AB.
I got the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs taking the division.
Yeah,
be like
y'all
man,
got the
y'all.
Chiefs. Who was the most interesting team outside the Chiefs in this division?
What was the question?
Who was the outside of the Chiefs? Who else is the most interesting team in this division?
Interesting?
Chargers. That's just the caveat. The I was going to say the Chargers.
Chargers do not interest me. Nah. They're just toast.
You think they're done? You think Philip
Rivers?
They're
just like plain buttered toast.
Really?
Yeah. They're
interesting.
They do the same shit every year, man.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, are you getting sick of just like, because everybody talks shit about, I guess this is with me going on another tangent, but like Philip Rivers and Eli Manning, right? That whole, how they got drafted, their whole careers after that. People have always said Phil Rivers, you know, is a great quarterback. Anybody would want him. But they kind of poo-poo on Eli Manning, even though he got his two Super Bowls. But then other people say, well, Eli got two Super Bowls. Why hasn't Phil Rivers been as far as Eli if y'all saying he's a better quarterback?
Tough
so
division.
Tougher division. But he was owning that division for a minute.
He was.
Like him and LT. And they had, Sean Merriman. They had Gates.
Eli ain't have to go through Peyton.
And it also shows how crazy football is, man. It's like it's such a weird sport.
But like you said, like you said, they toast though. Like every time they seem like they got
just,
like
they're
good
just
season.
Very bland.
Nobody ever really talks about them because they're like, oh, well,
it's like
Keenan Allen stay healthy? Can he stay healthy? You know what I'm saying?
He has for the last year, maybe two.
Nah, he was hurt the year before.
He
that.
Didn't get hurt. Okay, so last year was his first full healthy.
I don't even think he was fully healthy. I think he played the majority of the game, right?
You know what's crazy about the Chargers? How the hell Antonio Gates still play?
He's retired, though, now, right?
No,
I think he's still playing.
They just put him in
the depth chart. He's like number 2-3 tight end, but he's still out there.
Okay, so he retired.
Yeah. He does in L.A.
I think when it comes to Phillip Rivers and why the Chargers will win games, I think it just shows how good he is. Yep. He just will be one of those quarterbacks that just want to win a Super Bowl, and that's it. Yep. That's just his career trajectory.
Yeah.
I think Phillip Rivers can go down as the toughest quarterback to ever play.
He can ball, but that's it. Now, if you put Phillip Rivers on that Giants team when Eli with those two Super Bowl teams,
same.
You think they win?
No, I don't think they will win. Yeah, I think it's the same.
I think Eli's more clutch than Phillip Rivers.
Eli was more lucky.
What? Hold on. All right.
I'm
not even going to that.
Yeah, we can't go into that right now.
NFC. We got I'm going to start off with the NFC East. Giants, Cowboys, Skins, and Eagles.
Eagles.
Give me the Cowboys.
Give me the Cowboys.
I knew he was starting all that shit. I knew he was going to pick them. Because you don't trust Carson Wentz.
It's not that.
I'm going to say the Giants.
Oh, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes.
I think Saquon Barkley gonna carry them to the promised land.
Oh hell!
I don't mean the championship, but like I think they gonna win.
Take them to at least the playoffs. Are you saying at least the wild card?
Yeah, okay. I don't know about that. It's too much talent. It's too much more talent in that.
Yeah,
in
man.
That.
I trust Saquon, man.
I think
I fuck with Saquon too.
I think Dallas has a better regular season. But I think they lose in the playoffs, and I can see Philly beating them in the playoffs.
But you got Dallas winning the division?
I got Dallas winning the division.
Okay.
And you got the Giants. You got the Cowboys. I got the Cowboys.
Eagles.
Why you say the Eagles?
Carson Wentz, baby.
All right.
Carson Wentz, Miles Sanders. They got Jordan Howard. They got Alshon Jeffrey.
On paper, they might be – well, them or Cleveland might be the best or the most loaded teams in the NFL.
What about Kansas City? Kansas City got squad now on defense and offense.
Who's on their defense?
They got Tyrann Mathieu. They got Frank Clark
from
Seattle.
But Tyrann Mathieu is not the same Pro Bowler that he was.
He's better than hurt Eric Berry.
I give you that.
Eric Berry have cancer?
He did. Yeah, he came back from that.
He came back.
Can't call him, man. Can't, man.
No, I'm saying before that, he tore his ACL.
Hurt. I mean, I'm just saying, though. It's different.
I didn't say
come on. Come on, man.
I ain't that disrespectful. I ain't say that. I didn't mention that.
You called a man hurt Eric Berry.
When he tore his ACL, he was hurt. Damn, shit to do with cancer.
Jeez. Damn. Jeez Louise.
All right. You thought that was a nice way of me saying he had cancer. NFC North. Vikings, Packers, Bears, Lions.
Chicago.
This is tough.
Chicago B.
I got Chicago.
Why Chicago?
I got Chicago too.
I don't want to hear from you. You like Trubisky.
It hurts me to say Chicago. I think defense on another level. They're not playing in really a tough division. Cause their defense gonna see some not so good offenses really. I think Aaron Rodgers, I think he's only so much he can do on his own because he don't got no solid running game.
What about Adam Jones? You don't believe in
Aaron Jones?
I think Chicago gonna have a field day in that, and I ain't gonna speak on what they gonna do to my Lions. So, I mean, I got Bears, man.
Damn.
If Minnesota might give them a fight, but
Minnesota's too. They're like the Chargers of the NFC.
They are talented.
They might get two wide receivers, running back. Yes.
They got the best wide receiver duo in the league.
Yeah, man. Yes, they got everything, and they got a defensive head coach.
Right.
And they got the new Tony Romo.
So they can give them a fight. But I got the Bears.
And they got, yeah,
I got the Bears edging it out.
They got the best white wide receiver since Chris Collinsworth.
Oh yeah.
Since
Ed McCaffrey.
No. Since Jordan Nelson.
Yeah,
this is Jordy Nelson.
You ain't lying.
Yeah.
Jordy. Good call on that one.
Yeah,
I got the Bears.
I love my white receivers, man, that can play.
Who you got?
I got the Bears, too.
You got the Bears, same, too? You, same. Got
you already know, man. Ooh. Aaron Rodgers.
That's cool.
I respect that.
I was going to say that, too. Matt Stafford.
Like, when I think of this division, man. It's hard. It's, you know me. I like talent.
It's cold as hell up there.
It is. I'm going to go to Minnesota, man.
Shit. It's cold. Why Minnesota?
It's cold, I'm going to go to Minnesota.
I just think they have more talent.
You said he's Tony Romo 2.0 there.
He is. And again, I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Who, that Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
I just can't pick Kirk
Cousins. I feel I'm not a big fan either. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could sling that thing. He could get you 300, 400 yards with three touchdowns and maybe just one pick and then just make a bonehead play.
You know what he's like? He is the motherfucking Gilligan's Island of quarterbacks. Like, the show could be going good. You think y'all going to get off the island, but he going to do something to fuck it up. And we going to be back here next week talking about the same shit.
It's just, I don't know, man. I just think that they're too well balanced on both sides of the ball for them. Because this is Kirk Cousins' third year now. Right.
Second year. He got there last year.
Second year, familiarity.
No, this is third. Because Kyle's been saying.
You talking about from Minnesota?
Kyle's been calling him a legend for the last 2 years, it feels like. Legend at the bank?
Either way.
It's
familiarity. He's gotten in there. He has the best offensive talent around him in that division. And the defense is up to par. Like, they should win.
Mike Zimmer always got a good defense.
He does. So, you know, like, they should win. Because when I look at Green Bay, I'm with y'all. Like, there's still no running game.
Aaron Jones got 1,000 yards last year. I feel you. Because I had a chance to draft him, but I don't trust that dude.
Was that garbage time yards, too?
No. He was effective last year.
But he was barely 1,000 yards. Like, he's not at the level that Green Bay needs at that position.
Who was the last good Green Bay running back?
Dorsey Levins.
How many years ago?
Najee Davenport.
I know, right?
Hey, the U, baby. Like, you know, you played at the U.
We're talking about two different eras of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Man. And when we going all the way back to
them. Look, here's the thing. I think so here's what I'm watching. Of course, obviously Aaron Rodgers. But the reason why is that if that magic isn't back, he done.
You think he like?
I think that's the
next Andrew Luck.
No, not in terms of retirement. The retiring, I just think that his ability to elevate his teams.
It's over.
I think it's a wrap.
Yeah, because that mustache getting crustier.
Yeah, he's gonna need more help around him. Yo. Like he can't be Superman. You can't be Superman for free.
Hold on, man. Why you rooting for him? That go against your number one rule. You don't trust no man with a mustache and no.
Black.
Oh, okay.
Black men don't run around with mustache.
All right.
Only.
All right. So next, you got the NFC South, which I think is one of the NFC just got great divisions.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Bucks, the Panthers, the Saints, and the Falcons.
Mm.
Give me the Saints.
They're going to come back this year.
Who, the Saints?
The Saints have been really balling the last 2 years.
They went to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
It was a pass interference non-call away from being in the Super Bowl.
Yep. That's a lot.
And then the year before that, the miracle in Minnesota.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So
I'm going to go with the Falcons. And I know this is back-to-back years, me picking Georgia teams. And
I'm picking the Saints.
And you know I don't pick Georgia teams. But last year wasn't a true representation of what the Falcons were. Offensively, I still have my gripes and complaints because they're still not hitting on all cylinders the way they should be. But that defense was completely decimated. Yeah. They couldn't stop nothing.
They got the injury bug.
So with Keanu Neal out there laying that type of wood that he be laying on for, they got Grady Jackson now, right?
Somebody else got hurt, though. One of the defensive guys.
A whole bunch of people got hurt.
I'm talking about this year.
Somebody else did it. Not one of the big ones, but it was somebody else. I think it was somebody in the secondary.
Okay. But I just think that with them being healthy or more healthy than they were last year, they should win. Offensively, they could run with anybody. And defensively, outside of Carolina, they got the best defense.
Who's the guy who had like 12 sacks one season and had a breakout season? What's his name? It's a DN.
They drafted him.
I know what you're talking about. He was good.
He had a good rookie year or something like that, and then he had a sophomore year slump. But that was also credit to that bad defense. What is his name?
Oh man, he was good. Let me look it up. All right, so you got the Saints.
Yeah, I got the Saints too.
So we just gonna
Vic Beasley.
Vic Beasley.
If he doesn't get a bounce back year, it's a wrap.
So nothing for Cam Newton. Is Cam Newton done?
You know,
too many hits.
He's done.
Look, here's the thing.
I might be
and
with
I fuck with Cam. Yeah, he's done.
I might be with you. It feels to me like they almost rushing this man back. I don't know if he's all the way ready.
They have to. They have nothing else. Like, they drafted Will Greer, but he's still a rookie, and right now they don't got time to worry
about
him.
But a healthy Cam can win you 8 or 9 games in a row. So but if you get off healthy? To a – I'm going with his scenario about them rushing him, right? So if you go 1-3 or 2-2 in your first 4 games and Cam come back healthy – and he reeled off 8 or 9 wins in a row.
Last season, he had a really, like, up to that halfway point of the season, he was really good. It was like 5-2.
That's what I'm saying.
And, like, they talking about some, oh, North Turner, he changed up Cam Newton.
Right.
Then he got hurt.
Exactly.
And he couldn't throw past 15 yards. And now it's just like, this is like his second shoulder
issue.
So
why, if you know that to be true, why rush him back to FIFA's point?
Because he got hurt in the preseason already. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
man,
it was
like,
the ankle. It was the ankle.
But I'm just saying, those is nicks and tears. We talk about Andrew Luck. That nigga was talking about nicks and tears. And on top of that, we didn't even know about all the injuries he was suffering through as well, too. And Cam takes way more punishment than Andrew Luck, as far as because he's the leading rusher damn near all the time.
But Cam also, and this is not to say that he doesn't take punishment, but he dishes punishment too. Mm-hmm. Like, Andrew Luck was never out here trying to lower shoulders. Even though that might hurt you a little bit, that's hurting that defender. Andrew Luck was getting hit primarily. Cam be hitting for
and I'm saying if he's not, he has to become a pocket passer. But that's not his nature. I understand that's not the case. And the same shit. But my thing is just, like, at what point in time is it going to be, like, going against you than helping you?
But, Nick, this is the beautiful thing about sports, is that there's a little bit of growth, but you are what you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are what you are. It doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. It doesn't matter what position we're talking about. There's room for growth for you to become more efficient in what you do, but you are what you are. And Cam Newton is a run-first quarterback with a cannon arm. That's not that accurate.
And he didn't win, and he's had a great career. Unlike Phillip Rivers, unlike a slew of other quarterbacks that never made the Super Bowl.
He got a better career than Luck.
Yeah, he does.
Won an MVP, went to the Super Bowl. Yep. A lot of these other quarterbacks, they prop up. It's just because he is who he is, you know, he's a physical guy, run, throw. You know, his end came a lot sooner than others. But at least it was a very accomplished career.
Yes.
So
yes.
What about your boy Jameis?
That's who I'm picking to win the division, man.
Oh, what?
Come on, man.
NFC West.
Mike Evans.
We don't need to talk
Mike,
about
who? Mike who?
Mike.
Yeah, come on.
801-330-8004. Hey, listen. That's another guy that they only want to talk about him when he in some trouble. He ain't been
Winston?
Jameis Winston. Notice it.
He constantly puts himself in trouble, though. You realize that, right? It's not like we just fishing for shit.
Wait. No. Listen to what I'm saying. They only want to talk about him when he's in trouble. He hasn't been in trouble for the last 2 years. It's been longer than I think, because we've debated that on the show.
Nah, he had that Uber incident where that's
but that was, they settled it last year, so it just came back up because of the court thing. Mm. But it was just the timeline of events. But prior to that, which was one of my defenses, that they've always said he was a model citizen in that from after it happened. I think he just got suspended for it that year. But he had been fine since then. And we ain't been talking. Have we said anything about Jameis Winston?
No. But he has looked decent in the preseason games. But that goes to show you how much, if you care about preseason or not.
You know,
but I do like Bruce Arians being there.
Yes,
that's the only saving grace about that.
And this is make or break for Jameis.
This is.
Yeah.
This is.
As much as I love him.
Yeah, but my
and they got squad too. Lightway.
My thing is this, right? And y'all know how I love Bruce Arians. Y'all know I said get rid of Chuck Pagano when the man had cancer. I'll go to hell. Maybe
hurt Pagano.
Yeah, we ain't got to say it was hurt. We ain't got no love sympathy.
But when I look at that division, outside of Carolina, I'm going to take Carolina out. You looking at a high power offense of Atlanta and New Orleans, I don't think they can outshoot those
teams. I think the defenses would be – I think they may be able to compete scoring-wise, but I think defensively, I don't know if they'll
be able to. They lost Gerald McCoy to the Panthers.
Yes.
That's what it was.
And he was their saving grace on even. Well, they got Jason Pierre-Paul still, maybe.
He got what? He got nine fingers.
He got, he got as many fingers as the Simpsons.
Yeah, that is true. Y'all stupid. Y'all stupid as hell.
But look, I don't see them
consistently out-dueling either
That's too much.
Atlanta or New Orleans.
That's twice a year.
And we're not even talking about Carolina. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see how they can go 500 against those.
Because Carolina still hits you in the mouth. They got Luke Kuechly.
Yep.
They got what's his name? Thomas. What was it? Something Thomas.
Alfani J said that Cam's career is very similar to Donovan McNabb.
No, because McNabb was in a conference championship every year.
He was in five of them.
Five in a row.
Yeah.
Kenny went to one Super Bowl.
Yeah, Cam hasn't had that level of success. Nah. And also, McNabb was
He was a better passer.
He ran, too.
No, he ran. Cam was a better runner. McNabb was a better passer.
He was a better overall
quarterback. But they were both inaccurate. Overall, they weren't like pinpoint passers.
Yeah, and Cam was just more physical than McNabb.
And McNabb had a better head coach to maximize him.
Yeah, Andy Reid. Yeah,
you had a lot of
because if you talking about giving Cam Newton Andy Reid, we talking about.
But let's not shit on what's his name, the head coach. Yeah, for a minute. The only Hispanic head coach.
Yes.
Yeah. Rivera.
Ron Rivera. Yeah.
He's a defensive head coach. He's not doing
and
much.
And it shows.
Because that side of the ball obviously dominates.
Exactly. So all I'm saying is, and I'm not shitting on Ron Rivera, is just that if Cam had an offensive genius like Andy Reid, Cam Newton's game would have just been at a whole
just my
level.
Last and closing point on Winston, man. I just want to say, man, when we look
MVP?
At – When we look
what's his stats going to look like?
Ooh. Oh, about 35 touchdowns. About 40.
Oh, my God. Look at him. He just talking shit. 40, he ain't even thinking about it. He just saying
42.
Really?
4,200 yards. Switch on passing. Yeah, easy.
You said 4,200?
4,200.
4,235 touchdowns.
Easy.
He's trolling you.
Right, but I just want to give props.
NFC West.
I just want to give props to the brother. I want to give props to Tomlin, man. They have been dogged in the media. They've deserved some of it. But because they're staying out of trouble, we need to also highlight that. At least I would like to also recognize that as well.
I'm with you.
All right. What's
next? That's it.
So next is NFC West. We got the Seattle Seahawks, 49ers, Rams, and Cardinals.
Jimmy G, baby.
You got 49ers winning the division?
Hell no.
All right.
So we got Seattle, 49ers.
And the Rams.
The Rams.
I think Seattle going to come back and take that.
I love that clowny pick. But why do you think that, B?
With Seattle?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think them being – usually Pete Carroll, he never loses that division like twice in a row like that. So I think I can see Seattle coming back. And, you know, with they running back by committee, they getting a Clowney on defense, on the defensive side of the ball with Wagner. I think if they can stay healthy, I think they can take the division.
Man, Clowney changed – that whole division for me.
It can work. If it works, I see them taking the division.
Chris Carson, Rashard Penny, they still got to get him working.
Yeah.
DJ Metcalf is going to be back. They already got the yo boy, Lockett. And we've seen what Russ is able to do.
Russ always got a Lockett around his neck. You know what I'm saying? It's a safety blanket.
I want to say Seattle.
And I'm betting on Black, baby.
I want to see.
You going to Rams?
I want to say Seattle so bad because I fuck with Russell Wilson.
Going to Rams.
Though. I'm going with the Rams though.
Yeah, I can't go with the Rams.
I think something ain't up with Gurley, man.
100%. If Gurley was 100%, I'd be right there with you.
So, yeah.
But he's not 100%.
I'm going with Sean McVay. I'm going with the high hand.
And look, Ken, I've been on the record of talking about how much I like Jared Goff. So it's not a Goff thing.
Mm-hmm.
That the way the Rams orchestrate their offense, and I give Sean McVay a lot of credit. Goff can't be the main focal point of that. They need something else to balance that. Because if you're asking Goff to throw 30, 40 times a game, you're not going to beat them in Seattle.
Especially if Gurley ain't.
And that's what I'm saying.
That's the factor.
For a fact, we know Gurley is not the same. Yeah. For a fact, know.
Yeah.
And even if he's 100% now, he's not going to be 100% week 16, 17.
By the time week 11, 12.
Exactly. Like, yeah. He's not going to be 100%. And you take away the main offensive focus of Sean McVay, I don't know if, and as much as I like Goff, I don't know how much you could put on Goff to win games. Like
I agree with you with pretty much a lot of things you said. I just think that Sean McVay has earned enough credit for me to see what he is. Now everybody knows about the Super Bowl hangover and all that shit.
All I was gonna say, the man got two play formations, man. I don't know about all that.
Hey, it got him to the Super Bowl, did it not?
Oh, for man, that's crazy.
It got him to the Super Bowl, but I'm just saying, I think they got Clay Matthews in the offseason. That was an underrated signing, in my opinion.
I give you that.
They still got. They still got some time.
Do they got Dominic Sue? They don't have
Dominic. Nah, Sue left. I think he's with Tampa Bay now.
Did he go? Was it Tampa Bay?
I think it's with Tampa Bay. I got
He replaced Gerald McCoy.
Yeah. So, but yeah. I'm going to go with Sean. But at the same time, it's like 1A. Like, I want to say Seattle because they have everything I like. It's just that right now, I got to see what Doug Baldwin just retired, you know, before the season. I don't know what Metcalf is going to look like as far as is he even healthy just yet. And you're just relying on Lockett. It's like, that's a lot to put on Russ again. Because eventually it's going to hit, you know, as much as I fuck with him, as much as he's, like, over-succeeded in Seattle, eventually it's going to hit the fan. Like, all right, bro, this nigga just needs some, they need something else in the move.
Of course. But again, I think Russell Wilson is just one of those guys you can just, no matter what's around him, bro, he going to get 10 wins. Like, and I think that this, since the Legion of Boom, he hasn't had this much talent around him. So I think this is the year, and I'm not saying I don't think that they open up the offense. I don't know if he passes 3,500 yards.
They need to start opening up that offense.
They don't have the weapons.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Yep. They just don't have the weapons to open it up. Now here's the thing. Like, you know who's a great pickup for them? Demaryius Thomas.
He's with the Patriots.
Yeah, he got picked back up by the Patriots.
Oh, he got picked back up.
Yeah, 2 days later after they cut his ass.
But you know why they did that then, right?
What?
Because now his contract isn't guaranteed. So if he would have been. Or no, is it guaranteed? It was something I was reading that it's some smart business. Yeah,
move.
Of course. You know, it's the Pats.
Who does it benefit? The Pats? It benefits Whitey?
Of course.
Yeah, I got to hate
on. So I take that back.
It benefits the Pats.
Yeah, so I take that back then. But they just need more outside talent for Russell Wilson to open up that offense.
Yeah, and that's why they drafted Cuz in the, what was it, second round? Mm-hmm. Early top of the second round? Mm-hmm. So let me do the majority recap of that. So we all had the Pats winning the AFC East.
The motherfuckers loaded.
The majority of us had the Steelers winning the AFC North. Mm-hmm. The majority of us had the Texans winning the AFC South. The AFC West, we got the Chiefs. And for the NFC, we got the majority of us picked the Cowboys. NFC North, we got the Bears. NFC South, we have the Saints. And the NFC West, they got Seattle. So,
all right, when I put all this down.
Yeah.
Just listening to you, Nick, I guess I'm the one that went most against the grain this year.
You did. There you go. We'll see. You could be the one on top now. Cause, you know.
That's going to be me.
Y'all want to do Super Bowl predictions or anything? Or we wait till
later. It's too early. It's too early.
I was just saying, to throw out two teams.
If we're just throwing them out there, don't hold me to them. Give me Kansas City. NFC side.
Damn. Chiefs versus Packers. We're going throwback. We're going all the way back.
Packers can't make it out, man. Khalil Mack ain't letting that happen.
Chiefs versus Seahawks.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, I'm thinking Seahawks.
I'm going with that one.
I think it's Seahawks.
I think Seattle will be definitely a wild card regardless. They always a wild card team.
And here's the thing. I think if that happens, there's no disrespect to Pete Carroll and them. Kansas City gonna blow them boys out. Gonna blow them boys out.
It depends. If everybody's healthy on that Seattle defense, you got Clowney, Wagner, and Griffin on three levels of your defense. Like that's saying something.
That is saying something. But they don't have Tyreek Hill.
This is all about them just being healthy.
Yeah. This is everybody being healthy.
This is the perfect situation, team for team.
I would love to see a Kansas City Seattle. The best of the black quarterbacks in the league right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. We thought Denver was going to blow out Seattle, and they mollywopped them. And that was a high-octane offense, too, even though Peyton Manning was a statue.
No. That was the second Peyton Manning. The first Super Bowl Peyton Manning with Denver, that year he was balling.
I'm talking about running. He couldn't run. Mahomes is mobile. That's the difference.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And then also, that Legion of Boom, because remember, they was at my spot to watch that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I remember it was like one of the first two plays. Demaryius Thomas caught that ball. He looked up and got lit. Yeah. And I said at that moment, that's the game.
Wasn't it early when they got, didn't they block a punt or something and return it? That point, I was like, it's a wrap. These niggas was hype on the sideline. I was like,
when Demaryius got hit, because Cam Chancellor set the tone.
He set the tone.
Think about that offense.
Brian Dawkins for that team.
Exactly. That offense was a lot like the Patriots dink and dunk, and then we'll take our shot and then play action. And you know Peyton Manning calling all the plays and all of that, right? But once Cam Chancellor lit, Demaryius Thomas is 6'3", 220.
Yeah.
Legit. Like, rip.
Breakout year, too.
He was done.
And when Cam hit that, man, he ain't want the ball.
It was
no more.
Simple, like 8-yard pass.
Yeah, it was like an out. Yeah. It was a dragon or something. Yeah. He caught it and he looked and went boom. Damn, yeah. It was a wrap. He took the helmet off.
He took his cleats. He said, "I'm done,
bro." It was a wrap after that moment.
And, they've talked about that hit. They said that they've even acknowledged that publicly too. But we just mentioned earlier that the Patriots are loaded, man.
Yeah, man.
Now we don't know what's going to happen with Josh Gordon. We know he's a wild card.
Right. Yep.
Demaryius Thomas, I mean,
he's still coming off injuries.
Julius Edelman, he's big time. Sonny Michel, James
White.
They
drafted that kid, what's his name, Neil? Or something. They drafted a wide receiver. I forgot his name.
Yeah, but I don't think he's doing too well. They can never draft receivers. But they're loaded, man. Why are we not picking them?
Because it's simple. That's what I was going to say. It's Patriots.
I'm picking them.
We were tired of the Bulls. Well,
but also at the same time.
But we want MJ and them to win.
I didn't want MJ to win.
Yeah, I damn sure didn't want MJ to win.
No, my thing is this. When we saw the Chiefs go against
Get out your feelings.
When we saw the Chiefs go against the Pats, they were one fuck-up play away from going to the Super Bowl. Like if Frank Clark didn't do, what was it, that offsides. And that pick that Brady threw that got nulled because of offsides.
Yeah, if the Falcons run the ball three times, come on.
No, I'm just saying like it wasn't like MJ and them were like, well, MJ was like you want him to lose, but you knew he was gonna win. It was like that game was dumb close.
But no. You get this. I get the same feeling. We've been doing this show for years. Everybody know that regardless of how good I picked the Patriots to win the Super Bowl once
last year,
and they won it.
Yeah,
you know. Oh, I picked them last year.
Yeah. It was me and you that only picked them.
Damn. Okay. Well, shit. I guess I don't hate all the time. But everybody know how I feel about the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
But I get that same feeling. Like, when it comes down to 2 minutes, game on the line, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Super Bowl, man, as much as I may want them to lose, I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. So, yeah, they may run against a high-octane offense and Patrick Mahomes, but we all knew what was eventually going to happen. We knew what was going to happen when they went up against Sean McVay. Who's your boy?
Andy Reid's DNA.
They came to from Detroit. We watched the Super Bowl together. Who was a big Pats fan?
Mike.
Yeah, he was talking hella shit out there. Yeah.
Traitor to the black race.
I know, right?
Shout out to him.
He was
cool
so
dude.
Hype, man.
Hey, man. He was talking hella
but
shit.
But for me, it's definitely Patriot fatigue.
Brady is all like.
I have the fatigue too.
I'm picking
too.
Patriots. I'm still picking Patriots.
Pats going against who?
That's cool. Seattle.
Rematch?
Yeah, the 2000.
Oh, they're going against Seattle. I'm taking Seattle.
2013, 2014 rematch?
Yeah. Damn, it was that long ago?
I don't know.
Seattle won in 2014. It was 2015.
Maybe 2016.
Yeah, 2015, 16, one of them.
Patriots
and Seahawks. That's the prediction. Yep, Super Bowl prediction.
And I think Seattle really should be their Giants. Like, they had them twice.
Yeah, they did.
You know, Carroll fucked that up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are our picks, man.
Damn.
Okay, so let's finish off this show with addressing the whole Klay Thompson, Devin Booker.
Oh, okay.
Let's do that.
What was the question?
Read that.
I saw this, I was like.
Because he had only mentioned me, FIFO, and Ken.
It's NBA Twitter at its finest, man. And it's just like. Go ahead. Just read the tweet.
I'm about to get it because I should have had it like saved or something.
So why are you doing that to feel air? It's like sometimes people look more at accomplishments.
Yep.
Right.
Than the game and then a player's game.
And we're looking at it from an individualistic perspective.
Right.
We're not looking at it in the construct of what he means to Golden State.
Right. Okay, here we go. It's from at 1993 Park Ave. He said, I mentioned myself, Ken, and FIFO. I really had to come find y'all on Twitter to ask what the hell were y'all thinking saying that Devin Booker is better than Clay. And what world has Booker done anything to warrant that?
That last sentence. Mm-hmm. What has he done to warrant anything that he's done?
72 points?
Yeah.
72, and not saying that Clay
can double do teams it.
Exactly.
Nah, just say 72 points on Phoenix.
Well, Clay's had 60 something.
No, but I'm saying on the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, because
70 something points as the only guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yes, yeah. Clay got his Clay, 60 Clay as part. Steph, yeah,
Because look, it don't matter how hot Clay gets. You're not doubling off of Steph. You're not doubling off of KD. You're not helping to go stop Clay. Right. Clay's just gonna have the open green light one on one, and then he's not generating his own offense.
If you put Clay on that Phoenix squad, he can't do that. He can't do it.
He's better
Booker's
than what
doing.
Y'all give him credit for. I think Clay. Who? I think Clay Thompson. He's not just off of the screens. I think he can create somewhat, but it's not his best.
And what world? What basketball world you're watching?
I've seen him dribble and do a pull up off the bank.
That's what he be doing when he playing NBA 2K.
Yeah, no.
Now Clay,
the way that Devin Booker does that, Clay cannot do what Devin Booker do, man.
No, I agree. I agree with that. He's way more athletic.
Dribble. Clay, where Clay can generate his own offense, and he does it a lot of the times, is high post. Right when he has a smaller guard on him.
Yes.
Put his back, and he'll fade away.
That's what I'm talking about.
But that's the only offense he generates for himself. He does not generate offense off the – let me give you with the –
I'm just trying to say Klay Thompson ain't just the shooter.
We're not saying that. We're not saying that. Okay. But
Klay Thompson is a good all-around player, but he's a dependent player. Just like Chris Middleton, like how I was saying.
Yep.
Like there's certain players they can do whatever they want to do because you can't stop them.
Yep.
And there's guys that need other guys so that way they can do what they do.
Yep.
Klay needs other guys so that way he can do what he does. Like, I'm a point guard. I'm a passer's point guard. I would love to play with Klay. I will set up Klay all the damn time. But me playing with James Harden? Hell no. I'm good, bro. I don't need – me and James Harden are not complimentary. That's the reason why
I don't need you to feed me.
Exactly. James Harden is an independent player. He don't need nobody to set up nothing for him. He could do it all on his own.
And here's another thing. Like, when we're talking about this, we're talking about player for player.
Yep.
We're not talking about what
system.
And we're not talking about, like, and I bring that up because Alfani J, shout out to you, brother. Thank you for watching and commenting. Said, but they still lost, though. That's not what we're talking about, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about game.
Yes. When you go out there on the park, and I got first pick, and I got either Devin or Clay,
I'm picking Devin 24.
I'm picking Devin.
24 times out of 24 times.
If I can pick between Devin and Clay Thompson, and we out here running,
I'm picking Devin. Every time.
That's a good question to ask.
Yeah, I'm picking Devin.
Who would you pick up first, Klay Thompson?
I'm picking up Devin. Excluding playoffs and all that. We all know Devin.
You're talking about just
Devin,
as a player.
We
just playing outside on the court
right now.
As a player, skill for skill, I'm picking Devin Booker over Klay Thompson.
Yep. 100. 100.
Devin Booker, Devin Booker can do whatever you want him to do. Klay is he's definitely dependent. Yeah.
I got to set Klay up. I can't just be like, hey, Klay, here you go. Go chill over here in this corner.
Right.
You put a little point guard.
Right, you can give the ball to Devin Booker and be like, yo, Devin.
Exactly. Hey, there you go. Go score, bro. Go do your thing. I'm going to go get a rebound. Right. I'm going to go chill over here in this corner, bro. Go get yours.
Yep.
He can do that. Klay can't do that. He can't do that.
And then he became a playmaker. Like, he's also averaging assists.
Yes.
Like, he's added to his game.
Yes, man.
And
oh, my God.
Like, he just became an all-around player, man.
What basketball are y'all watching?
I don't know, man.
Jesus
Christ. Again, NBA Twitter, we appreciate you, brother, for searching us out. And we're responding to you. Thank you. This is our Ask DES, Ask Dead in Sports. We love to talk back to you guys.
Obviously, he listens if he went to find us on Twitter. So, he listens.
And he felt some kind of way.
So, well, there you go.
I just want to pull up one stat real quick.
Go ahead. Pull up them numbers. Pull up them numbers, baby.
What I want to see, and I knew I was 100% right. Let me ask you, over under 3 assists for Klay Thompson as a career?
Under.
Under.
Under. For his career, he averages 2.3 assists. Now let's look at Devin Booker.
That's the dependent.
He got at least 4.
5. He's probably over 5.
Looking up Devin Booker now?
Mm-hmm. And then this is my thing, too. Like, I wish we had advanced. Bro, for his career, he averages 4.2, and the last year he had 6.8 assists.
See?
That's the difference. Yeah, he averaged 4.2 for his career. Yep. His rookie year, he only averaged 2.6, then 3.4, then 4.7, then 6.8.
If you can average at least four assists as a two-guard, you're doing really good.
Bro, you're doing really good.
Yeah. Elevating his game every year.
His game.
He's only 16.
He's like 22.
That motherfucker young as hell.
He's like 21, 22.
He's 22.
Yeah, see?
He's 21, 22. And the last year, he shot 46% from the field, bro.
That means when his
26
second,
points.
If he just sticks out his second contract,
dude, this is why he wants still to be in the
like
playoffs.
He'll be like 28 or 26.
This is why he wants to be in the playoffs. What?
People going in. Let him go in.
What
intelligent cycle. They don't know pro ball. Clay can go get him 37 points in three quarters. I watch him doing twice in Sacramento Oracle.
But how do you do it? How do you do it with less than five dribbles?
That's not what we're talking about. We're not saying that Clay can't score.
Clay can score
with the best of them. But if you can score 37 points with less than five dribbles, you're a dependent player.
That's the only point we're making.
We're not saying he's trash.
We're not saying nothing. We're just saying we picked Devin Booker for
Clay. Let me ask you this question. Let me see if it relates to y'all. Let me know. So y'all said Devin Booker over Klay Thompson. Would you pick Kyrie over Steph? If we just talking about hooping.
Just to pick up.
Cause I'm picking Kyrie over Steph.
Ooh, man.
Ooh, that's tough.
I know
that's
it is.
Tough. That's tough.
Because we never seen a shooter like fucking Steph, man.
Nah, man.
Imagine all the two pointers, Kyrie,
I've never seen nothing like Kyrie either.
What you mean you never seen him like Kyrie?
Well, not never, but I think he's the best ball handler I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, you know, 100%.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
That's what I mean like that. And he can create his own shot. He can go under the trees. He can shoot over you.
Steph can too, though.
I think in the NBA game.
He don't got that much physical contact, though.
In the NBA game, he gets soft. I may pick Kyrie, but Kyrie showed his ass this last playoffs as a leader, and I didn't like that. But if we're just talking
about
game,
he's just talking about Hoopman.
In the NBA, I'll take Kyrie. If we're just talking like playground, I'm taking Steph. I'm taking Steph because bro, like he's literally taking a dribble pass half court and letting it go like that. Like you can't guard that.
I don't know. I think I might flip it.
So NBA take Steph and play Kyrie.
Because where else can Kyrie can score anywhere too?
He's made for like street ball. You know what I'm saying?
That's what his game is.
Like he's made for that.
Man. So that's a tough question. Yeah, that's a tough question.
I think the other way around.
I was just trying to see because like people. I don't want people to think that y'all shitting on Clay by saying y'all.
No, we're not.
But I'm saying it still should be a hard choice.
But here's the thing though, Steph and Kyrie are closer than Clay and Devin. In terms of their game.
Yep.
And to me, that's why it was hard for me to pick Steph or Kyrie.
Because
both of them are going to hurt you off the dribble. Obviously, mm-hmm. Kyrie will make you look stupid. Steph can hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie makes you look stupid. And then Kyrie makes you look stupid with the shot, but Steph makes you look ridiculous. So they're closer in their game. Devin and Clay, the way that they score is completely different. The way they operate the court is completely different. Not saying that Devin can't catch and shoot because he can, but he has the ball in his hand. Clay doesn't. You can't tell Clay to initiate the offense.
You cannot tell Clay to do that shit, man.
That's not his game. That's like saying like how me and B was telling y'all in the playoffs. Oh, Chris Middleton need to take. That's not his game.
That's not Chris Middleton.
You can't just say, hey, here you go, Chris. Go get 20 points. Hell no. Nah. You gonna lose.
You gotta set him up.
You got to set them up. And that's why the reason Eric Bledsoe playing so bad affected them.
Yep.
Because Giannis took a big step, but Giannis still isn't where he needs to be to finish a game. He took it over. We saw it. He could take over a game, but he can't finish them yet. That's the last piece of his game. And even when he can finish, they still need a scoring point guard. Because he's a lot like Bron.
But just watch the games. It feels like this guy, like, it feels like he just ain't watched Booker play.
Yeah, man.
Right.
And a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
You got to have league pass if you're really going to watch Devin Booker like that.
YouTube exists.
But who looking up Devin Booker like that?
But if you're going to tweet us, you need to go look up Devin Booker, bro. Research.
Hey, look, you know, I ain't trying to stunt and shit on all of y'all watching. But, you know, as a business, we have league pass.
So I don't know how many of everybody else on the panel watched it like that. I be watching League Pass, bro. Oh, yeah. I be on oh, my back.
Hey, you know me. I would love that shit. I can watch the Knicks.
I was loving that shit, man.
I be on shit, my basketball.
I was going to ask you what we, if y'all had Red Zone.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I have to have Red Zone. Hey, look,
I don't think we have it here, though. Does Sling have Red Zone?
Sling has it, yeah.
I want to get the game day package, though. Whatever that shit NFL has.
The NFL Sunday ticket?
Yeah, that shit's only like $100, bro.
Oh, yeah?
For an entire season?
Yeah, it's like $75 a month or something.
No, it's like $24 a month. Yeah, you can, so you can pay
different prices.
Nah, it's like $99, and you get all the games. You can watch them bitches like coaches view, shorter games, all that shit.
You know, and this is going a little bit off topic. Maybe the people don't need to hear, but you know, y'all get us at our best. You know how we've been talking about possibly spreading out our recording schedule.
Mm-hmm.
If we could free up some space on Sunday, I would love to watch Red Zone with y'all. And just dissect games and just talk stuff and talk
I was gonna propose. Like if we had that here, just, we should do like at least maybe one game out of the month.
It's just the time.
Yeah.
The timing.
That's why so I said one game. Let's commit to one game or something like that. That way we ain't that.
Well, first, I gotta check and see if Sling TV has it.
Well, I know they has Red Zone. I don't know about
Oh, they
game
do.
Day. Yeah,
okay.
It has Red Zone. That's how I watch Red Zone.
At least Red Zone, that's the most important one. Especially for us playing fantasy. That's important.
Yeah, that's all I need.
That's a fantasy Bible right there.
Yeah, it really is.
When they did that shit, that's genius.
That's clutch. All right, well, that's it, man. That's our NFL preview. You know, in the words, Meek Mill wins and losses. Is that what we? That's what shout out to Meek.
Philly ain't winning it, but shout out to Meek.
Also, too, shout out to Coco, man. I like the Coco and Naomi matchup. That was dope to see.
Two
sisters kind of embrace and Naomi, you know, kind of telling her, "Hey, look, she's 15 years old, dude. This woman is 15 years old, and I mean, she got so much tennis to play, man." So I tweeted this after that match was over. I said, "I hope." This is a rival I would love to see in the next decade or two in tennis between them two, between Naomi and Coco.
I saw that ass whooping coming a mile away.
Yeah, I know. You hate to see it, but
it's needed.
It's needed.
Yeah.
It's needed.
It's part of the
process.
You got
to learn from it. You got to learn from it. You got to learn from it.
That pain,
man.
Those tears.
Yep.
Oh, she's going to remember that shit.
She's going to remember that shit.
She's going to remember
that.
And then Osaka went and got her ass whooped.
Right.
But Taylor Townsend, shout out. Man, she got like one move. So she got to work on rallying back and forth.
Yeah.
But that move when she attacked the net and come one way and hit that ball the other, man, that shit's so sweet. But yeah, she got to work on rallying.
Serena's still in it. She's in the quarterfinals now.
She's the last one left. So it's a bunch of unranked people.
Can she get her 24th Grand Slam title?
Man, shout out to Serena, the GOAT.
Yes,
she should.
Twisted her ankle, still got up, won the next 2 points. And then went ahead and put her to bed.
Yep.
That last point she needed to win, ace. Didn't even give her a chance to hit it.
Nope.
She hit the ball so damn fast. And by the time the ball hit the damn back of the wall, the girl moved. That's like she didn't even know the ball came by. It was like, boom. She was like, oh, shit. That's how fast it came. She didn't even get a chance to move. Mm-hmm. She probably just did like that. It was over.
Right.
And all she was doing was walking to the net. Probably once Serena hit it, she probably started walking to the net. It was that fast. But so shout out to her. So we had a lot of sisters in it. And shout out, I saw that point by Nadal.
Man, you saw me retweet that shit? Hey. Oh, my God. That shit had Tiger Woods pumping his fist like he just hit an ace and hole in one.
But hey. How?
Yes. Like, that was crazy. Oh, Federer just lost. Wow, he lost to an unranked guy, too, Dimitrov.
Tennis is a weird sport, man.
It's cutthroat.
They went
If you ain't dotting your I's, cross your T's, it's cutthroat.
The greats can survive bad games, but if you just all completely off, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Like, you don't stand a chance.
Wow.
What's up?
What happened? Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I say, post that on the Dead End Sports account right there. Damn.
It's in slow-mo right now. That's why it's moving so.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, come back.
Oh, man.
You got to rewind it probably.
Oh, dang.
What the?
And the fight. You want to talk about the fight real quick?
Oh, yeah. Lamachenko and Campbell. It was a great fight. It went the distance. Campbell actually held his own for like the first 3 rounds, 4 rounds. He connected Lomachenko on some good rights, but you know, just like Mayweather, once Lomachenko got data and recorded it, it was a wrap. It was pretty much a wrap, man. And Lomachenko, he can do something. I think I want to say three other boxers have done, and that's win all four belts in the weight class. If he win his next fight, he'll have four belts in the weight class. And I think Bernard Hopkins did it, Jermaine Taylor did it, and I'm drawing a blank. Somebody else did it as well that won, had unified the entire division and won all four belts, IBF, WBC, WBO, all of them, IBO, all of them. So, yeah, shout out to Lomachenko, man. He did his thing, man. It was some great fights. It came on ESPN Plus. It was like four fights on the undercard. So it was a dope event. It was dope. Like I said, Saturday was a great day of sports. Mm-hmm. Like I was literally chilling, watching tennis, boxing, college football. Like that was it. That's all I was doing, man. Oh yeah, shout out to Joe Johnson too. He had the game winner at the Big Three in front of LeBron. That's dope, man. That's why I love Big Three, because now Ice Cube bringing like popular NBA stars come to the game and stuff like that. LeBron James was sitting courtside at the Big Three.
If they can bring Kobe out, or somebody of that elk.
I don't think Kobe come out though.
But I'm saying like somebody like up there.
Right, Eli. I mean,
Kobe
would
smash all them guys.
Yeah, he would. He would.
Now Kobe got a little beer belly. Now he got to get in shape.
It don't matter.
And they get in shape. They get in shape. They take it serious, man. These players taking it serious now. Yeah. So,
but here's the thing. Just like how Jordan was dominating at 40, it don't matter what Kobe got, bro.
Are you talking about with the Hitler mustache? Yeah. With the Hitler mustache.
But yeah, shout out to Ice Cube and Big Three, man. Another successful season, man. And the big championship game was fun to watch.
Speaking of champions, I'm going to be taking this home this weekend.
Make sure
boys
you
and
guys,
girls. Make sure you
follow the Twitch, man. Dead End Video Games. Twitch.tv/ Dead End Video Games. We're going to be streaming the games live, so make sure y'all check it out.
Okay, so Gary Clutch Clark corrected me. So Game Pass is not live. The Sunday ticket is $2.95.
Yeah, they break it down like $75 a month.
Okay, so that's what you're talking about. Got it. Okay. And B, Alfani J asked about the Manny Pacquiao fight a couple of weeks ago. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, him and Keith Thurman?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, what does it matter? What happened? You watched it?
Pacquiao win that.
Hey. He was connected, man. Thurman.
He was.
Thurman wasn't.
But Thurman was supposed to be the guy.
He was supposed to be. He wasn't.
I was so disappointed seeing that, man.
Yeah.
So disappointed.
But hey, Pacquiao, he showed that he a legend, man. Keith Thurman was supposed to take care of business. You're supposed to take care of the old guy. You let that old guy beat you, man.
I'm disappointed. Yeah. I saw that fight. And I'm just like, what am I watching here?
Yeah, Keith Thurman wasn't ready though, man.
He could tell he took it light.
Because if he won that fight, he would have had no choice but to fight Errol Spence. And he don't want those problems with Errol Spence. So,
all right, last one, because we got to get out of here. And this could just be an answer. King Daniel 4195 asked Devin or Giannis.
For what? Like, just a pickup game?
Pick one.
Devin or Giannis?
That's all it was. Devin or Giannis? Question mark.
As a pickup game, I'm taking Giannis.
Give me Devin.
See, so in all of these scenarios, I'm kind of thinking like I'm on the team.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. I'm like,
so if I'm on the team, I don't need Giannis. I need Devin Booker. I need a guy that can go get buckets. Like Giannis ain't getting buckets like that. And I can get somebody else to guard Giannis.
To guard, give me another 6'11 guy to guard him.
Yep.
Devin Booker, you do your thing.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, we appreciate all you guys showing up, man, every Tuesday to watch the show live. We appreciate
50 people.
Yeah. It's growing. We also appreciate everybody that that tunes into the podcast, man. Numbers are looking great. Continue to share the show, man, and leave your feedback. And join our communities, man. We got a Reddit community that we need to grow some more. We're going to do more with Discord. Let's really build this thing out. And get this thing popping. And FIFO and I have kind of been discussing some different forms of YouTube content as well, man. But, you know, a lot of that stuff comes from just you guys and you guys feeding into what we're doing, man. We really thrive off that. But, yeah, we appreciate you guys. And we're going to keep this thing rolling. And we'll You know, it's wins or losses season. That's gonna be our theme for this whole season. and we'll be here next week to recap.
Insert Meek Mill song for the outro.
All right, man. We'll catch y'all later. Peace.